that everybody is saying Merry Christmas again.
What's poppin'? Oh boy, it's the last show of the year.
Decade.
Whoa!
Deep. That's heavy, man.
It's intense. Yeah. We'll have some best of shows that we'll get aboard, but it's the last live show, and that's why we've saved the biggest and best guest for last.
Oh.
Perfect holiday guest, really.
The golden voice, Ted Williams!
Ted, where you at? After 20 years.
Yeah, not the frozen Ted Williams.
No one wants to
get his head to talk.
But that'd be cool.
That would be very cool.
We call and have them put the phone up to the soup can, is he on?
Tuna can.
Yeah.
Tuna can. Discarded tuna can.
Oh, my God. What a
splendid
split. So weird. Yeah, Ted Williams. And that should be fairly soon. So we're so excited about that. Meanwhile, we are live on Facebook. I see we've been live for a minute. Brought to you by Grow Green MI.
Awesome.
Michigan's largest grow supply. Don't pay $400 an ounce buying your weed from the rec dispensaries. Grow your own with help from Grow Green MI. They have kits with everything you need to start growing your own green today and a staff of master growers to help guide you. Grow Green MI on M36 and Whitmore Laker online at growgreenmi.com. And let's see. It's weird doing the last show, isn't it? I feel like it should be all mushy and, you know, we should thank everybody.
Okay, you just did.
Well, I mean, I really do want to thank people.
I know.
I had some interesting feedback today. The George Zimmerman fans are coming out of the woodwork.
Fans.
What?
Fans.
You know, it's really... Really? People have to preemptively say, okay, I know he's a total dick, but... And I'm just surprised. It just
Great
goes,
guy.
It just goes to show that... There's always someone on the other side. There's nothing,
nothing
we all agree on. Nothing.
Wait, what are his redeeming qualities?
Well, I think we all agree that he's an asshole, right? People preemptively say that.
No, and I'm glad they say that because otherwise I'd be worried. But today, let me see if I can find that. Okay. Adam sent me this. I'm not picking on you, Adam. I'm not defending Zimmerman. Just trying to tell you, he's going to win his lawsuit. He's suing the prosecution and the Trayvon Martin family. He murdered Trayvon Martin.
Right.
Suing his parents now.
Yeah.
That's nice.
The
murder your son
and
then sue the parents.
Killed him, didn't murder him.
Because they know that there were some lies told in court. This girl that was his girlfriend was not his girlfriend. And the Martins knew it. They knowingly put up a false witness and withheld
Wait
evidence.
Wait a sec, though. The Martins knew it. Did the prosecution know it? Because the Martins aren't the one that tried it.
No, the Martins. Come on, really?
So isn't it up to
the Martins told the prosecution, hey, look, this fake girlfriend.
No.
Or did they say, this is his girlfriend? I mean, that technically could have happened.
Maybe, but they're going to have to prove that they knowingly knew that wasn't his girlfriend.
Wasn't convicted.
No, I know.
But
Trudy, he killed Trayvon Martin, and he wasn't convicted. Okay, I want to read the rest of it. Mark helped me with the answer. As far as everything's happened to Zimmerman since then, he's clearly lost his mind. No, he hasn't lost his mind. His mind was always lost. Did he really lose his mind?
He was a dick before that, so he didn't lose anything.
Great point, Trudy, because you always hear about this thug Trayvon and all the stuff he did before, but you don't ever hear about all the stuff George Zimmerman did before, which seems to be a lot of, you know, run-ins with people. And
a lot of stalking type behavior. No, and
he had a lot of run-ins after, so you know it didn't just start with Trayvon.
He's bad.
All right, I got to stop responding to every line here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start. I'm not defending George Zimmerman. I'm just trying to tell you he's going to win his lawsuit. The prosecution and the Martin family lied in court. They knowingly put up a false witness and withheld evidence. As far as everything that's happened to Zimmerman since, he's clearly lost his mind. He's world famous for being a racist child killer.
Yeah.
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
Which he believes is false. And I don't exactly take everything said about him since then at face value. The movie The Trayvon Hoax is a great piece of investigative reporting and gets the clearest picture of the event and the trial that I've seen. You should seriously check it out.
No. I will not be checking.
Hey, wait, where's my response to him?
Is that on Netflix?
What? Oh, no.
I better not be.
I worked so hard in that response.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it.
Wait.
It's gone.
What?
Disney Plus, Trudy.
Are you? Oh yeah.
Right after
it
the
would
Mandalorian.
Be. At the Mandalorian, yeah.
You got mail.
Baby Yoda and
okay, wait. Here's my Yoda response. It's in the send file. That's weird. So I responded. I should have just let it go, right?
Yeah, he was trying to tell you
it's
that.
It's almost Christmas.
Not giving it.
Not going to change his mind.
But for my first response, though, and this isn't how I answered the letter, but now that I'm thinking about it, he's excusing all his behavior after this as if that, oh, the trial just made him crazy.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
I definitely don't agree with that. Here's my response. Zimmerman was found not guilty. What is the point of suing the family of the 16-year-old he shot and killed? Mm. Trayvon Martin was not worried about George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman was the one insisting Trayvon Martin was up to no good. He's got something in his waistband. Listen to the 911 call. He paints quite a picture. He does. He goes on and on about, oh, my God, he's doing this. He's doing that. Zimmerman ignored the 911 operator, caught up to Trayvon Martin. From there, we can only hear George's side because Trayvon isn't here to give his. Have you paid attention to George since the case? He's a menace with an explosive temper. Two restraining orders, threatened his wife and father-in-law with a gun, punched his father-in-law, and stabbed her iPad with a knife. She was nice. Recording the event.
Great move, by the way.
Of his craziness. And he destroyed the
iPad.
It
worked. They couldn't recover the video, so it worked.
He threw a wine bottle at his ex-girlfriend a couple years later. A year later, cops were called to a bar where a waitress said Zimmerman was harassing her. He was removed from the bar, but not before not before calling the deputy the N-word.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm. He had a Confederate flag as his Twitter picture.
Technically not the N-word, but an N-word lover.
Weird. He had a Confederate flag as his Twitter picture and called Obama an ignorant baboon. Just for good measure, he was arrested for stalking in 2018. Going back to his trial, his wife got a year probation for lying about her assets after she transferred $74,000 from George to her in an effort to lower his bail to show that he doesn't have any money. Lid. He doesn't have any money.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait, George Zimmerman put together $74,000?
It's pretty amazing.
I'm impressed. It was later discovered she did this at George's request on a recorded phone call from jail. So that would be George lying, basically, trying to cheat the system. Should the Martins sue him for $1 million?
Yes.
Or trying to screw with his bail? Uh-huh. I mean, it makes about as much sense as him suing them.
Right.
I'm not sure why.
The fact, too, that when Fox News wanted to have him on, he demanded a limo ride. Do you remember that?
It was like a six-state limo ride.
Yeah,
it was like a Delbert limo ride.
From Florida to New York, he wanted a limo ride, and they just went, no thanks. Yeah. I can't fly. I'm George Zimmerman. They're like, can you run an El Camino and drive it up? I don't know.
He knew he would wig out and do something crazy on the plane, so he probably knew himself well enough.
That's a good point.
Too much security around him. Yeah. He would have snapped.
I'm not sure why I should believe anything he said about his heroic efforts in stopping Trayvon Martin from getting to his dad's house. If I had killed Trayvon Martin under those circumstances, I would feel very fortunate that I was acquitted. I would keep my nose clean. I would feel absolutely sick that a life was lost unnecessarily, and I can't imagine suing the parents of the dead child under almost any circumstances.
Wow.
I have another. We
heard you win that argument.
Thank you. I wouldn't have read it if I didn't.
Awesome.
And if he has
a
response.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
If he has a response that's really good, you'll never hear it.
Yeah, at least not this decade.
But Adam's not the only one. There was another email, and this guy was kind of.
You've got mail.
A little huffy.
Huffy.
Well, he's just suggesting that George Zimmerman didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, all right. Oh. So if I go kill George Zimmerman, I won't have done anything wrong?
Only if you got to stand your ground, though, Trudy.
If you pick a fight with him and he hits you first.
You got to tease him first.
Yeah. I'm not going to let it hit me.
It might be worth it.
Record him with your iPad.
If that were me, they would bring the electric chair back.
I just thought that recording people with their iPad was such a douchey move.
That is douchey.
I'm glad that's over.
Except for when Rosie did it. She's cute.
No, that's adorable.
Well, it looks even better when she does it because she's so short. She's on the big screen.
How long till Ted?
Oh, she's not watching.
5 minutes? Okay.
I love you.
You know, after Ted, I want to get into a little David Spade Lights Out, which, you know, I've talked about this show a fair amount, and I don't know how complimentary I've really been, but when he has a great guest, that's a great show, and he had Sandler on.
Oh, yeah. Sandler's been making the rounds because what is the show that he's
Uncut
got?
Gems. Yeah. It's a movie.
Yeah. And he went... He wore the same schlubbiest outfit he could find on Kimmel. It's really like a contest with him.
He's quite schlubby on Spade, too, as you'll see. The socks are absolutely hilarious. He's wearing red socks with pictures of Adam Sandler, like spread out along the socks.
That's cute.
Like big polka dots. Shut up! Zod Ford is excited to announce a new member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, starting now.
Hey, wait, isn't this the old Reed?
That's the only Reed.
Oh, it is. With okay. Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Jim Bentley is ready and waiting to take care of all your automotive needs at Zot Ford in Holly. Getting a new vehicle is fun, easy, simple, and also it's quite a deal right now because the holiday trifecta has been destroying Brandon's garbage locks of the week. We have a new one today.
That's right.
Maybe you can destroy their holiday trifecta, Brandon. I don't know if it's possible. They've got a big lead. and they will continue to do so now through the end of the year. If you've been living under a rock, here's the lock. Part one gets 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part two, no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. Finally, the lock of all locks. In addition to 0% financing, no payment for 90 days. Zot Ford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, Zot Ford will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Call Jim Bentley right now and activate your lock trifecta. 248-215-5151. The magical trifecta number, 248-215-5151. Hurry, the holidays are gone soon, and so is your chance to put $7,000 in your pocket from our friends at Zot Ford.
Nice.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
And looking wacky, over the past few decades, if you were goofing off with college friends and you forgot about a 401k like I did, and you want to find it, maybe Luke Nowacki's the guy for you. Actually, I was fortunate that I was found. It was only a few years. It was like 3 years of a 401k. I'm still pretty stupid. But I am getting them combined now.
4 years.
Nice.
I know. And I moved to 401k. And Luke's all kinds of little. There's a lot of. If you're not paying attention to your financial world, there's a lot of things that you should or could be doing.
Well, the great thing is he's paying attention to all of those things.
Well, now he is. Do you meet one tomorrow?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Going in there tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear the outcome of that.
Okay.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting.
You should have a plan for your financial future, although many of you don't, or at least maybe some good advice. Call Luke Nowacki's team, 248-663-4748, or email them at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and marketing infrastructure services referenced here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And guess who is a father?
Whoa.
Hall?
David Hall.
Really? It happened?
Sid did.
Is he an offensive coordinator, too?
Congratulations, everybody.
I think he has named himself offensive coordinator for, is it, wait, M-A-C-L-A-N, Macklin Hall? Is
yeah, that, Macklin. Is
Macklin? I've never heard that name. Macklin. That's really funny.
The Irish?
I first saw it, I said, wait, his name is McIan? Macklin Hall. Macklin. And congratulations to Andrea.
Yeah.
And to David Hall.
Well done.
Yeah, I think he's appointed himself offensive coordinator already.
Good.
And I hear the Hall Financial Hotline is active because Brandon's talking to somebody. He could have a very deep voice on the other end.
Oh, boy.
Here we are in December. Mortgage interest rates as low as they've been at any point this year. Many are saying, did I miss the boat on refinancing? No. Rates are still super low. And Hall Financial takes great care of the podcast listeners. Go to drewandmike.hallfg. Or go to the website, click the link, fill out the form. They'll be on you in no time. Elric announced yesterday he's working on his second home to get it refinanced and save a bunch of money.
Work on some podcast notes.
And they are over 1,000 five-star reviews for Hall Financial. How about that? So if you want to refi and save big bucks, or you want your first home, dream home, take some money out of your home, or you got some debt consolidation to do, any of those things, go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed with Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435.
We're in the green room for
David Hall. Or I mean,
for Ted Williams. We're in the green room for Ted Williams. I feel like he's going to interview us, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
No.
No, he's a radio colleague.
Maybe he's just
going to
play Lean on Me. Actually, that's going to be a song. Hang on. I don't even want to talk to him yet, Brandon. Let me get Lean on Me first.
Did he play a different version of Lean on Me? It wasn't the Bill Withers version.
It was Club Nouveau, right?
Is it a combination song or is it just Lean on Me?
I thought it was just Lean on
Me. Yeah, I think you're right. He played it for a whole show.
Yeah, he locked the studio.
Locked himself in the studio.
He also cracked that whip. or grabs his bed.
Yeah, crack the whip. And he had those, what were the suits he had? Not
Bobby, was it Bobby
500s? That's what he said in the book. We think it might have, do we think it was Botany 500?
I don't know.
Never heard of Bobby 500. We've way overanalyzed his radio career.
He's fascinating. He's a good dude.
He is. No, he's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I love that he fought the man when he was working at the radio station.
He said he was number one in Columbus at one time.
Pardon me?
Trudy was number one in Columbus at one time. That's what his book said.
What time? I want to know.
I think that would have been...
Five. Sorry.
Early 80s?
No, because we were number one.
Okay, well, we'll ask him. True, we already have... Oh, boy. This could get ugly. And he's on that station that we tried to call. And remember, nobody could tell us when he's on. Or what. It was so bizarre.
Is that Marion, though? That is not Columbus.
Oh, man. Oh. Two shots fired from Trudy.
Sorry.
Are you sure they don't even get a tenth of a point in the Columbus market?
Maybe they do. I don't know.
How close is Marion to Columbus?
Let's see. It's maybe 60 miles out.
But he's leaving that all behind, right?
Well, they've got a big signal, or maybe they moved the tower.
Now he's doing a TV show now.
Entirely possible.
How's Elric doing today, by the way?
Great. I wish he'd write some notes for his podcast.
Wait, he doesn't have a job. What is he doing?
That's what I told him. Let me see. Where's the conversation here? I just kept hammering him all day. Where are these notes? There's something else with
him. Is the show going up today?
If he had some notes.
I mean, is it? Once the notes are made, is the show going up?
Yeah. Well,
oh, it is.
I think so. Yeah.
What is it with you guys?
You guys.
I'd like to know. You know what? It's a really good thing that Denny is bringing candy.
Ah.
So the no filter.
Denny left
thing
all
is
that
back.
Stuff today?
Well, no, I brought the little pieces. That's from Wheels. See.
So,
Wheels candy? Wheels reject candy?
No. No, they gave everybody a Christmas present. I got candy and a bottle of wine.
I finally got him to tell me what the title of the episode was going to be after he sent me 15 of them.
What's the title?
News Team Disassemble. It goes with the picture. So then I said, cool, can you write some notes now? And he goes, I don't have my separation agreement. I said, I didn't know that prevented you from note-taking.
Yes, it does.
And he just wrote,
he's by
just
the
wrote
book.
Hungover.
He's very
Elric.
Oh, really?
He is on yesterday's Facebook Live. If you want to see Elric in his unemployed state. Well, he's employed by Red Shovel Network.
Yeah.
So he is. Is this Ted Williams?
Drew, Mike, Mark, I'm sorry, and Trudy?
Yeah.
Hey, Ted.
Ted.
Hi there.
It's the gold. You know, I love hearing the golden voice because I've been in radio a long time. And I have to admit, I love the big voice guys. Yeah.
Oh, I love you too, man.
Well, thank you, Ted. No, I think the big voices, honestly, if I listen to enough radio, I think I would say, is it time for big voices to come around again?
I think it might be, Ted. It's your moment.
It's time for it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, because it used to be you had to have that
voice.
Real big resonant voice to do radio. And then it seems, and I thought it was a good evolution because it allowed people like me to be on the radio. But now I really appreciate a big voice, like Ken Calvert's voice.
Oh, yeah.
His fabulous voice.
Jim Johnson, yeah.
And, of course,
those deep voices.
Ted Williams.
Oh, bless your heart, man. I'm still doing well, my friend.
Are you still working for Kraft? We heard your Kraft Foods commercial.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's somewhat of an ongoing situation where they've got, since they've merged with Heinz, they've pretty much backed off of things, but I still got an open relationship with them.
Okay.
Open. I'm not sure what that means exactly.
Well, if they want Ted, he'll come back.
Okay, you're free to work for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Are you getting residual checks?
Not as of. I'm not getting any more because they haven't used any campaigns lately with my voice on them.
I think my favorite ad campaign you did a voiceover for was for bacon, just generic bacon.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Remember that one, Ted?
Do you have audio, Mark?
Yes, sir.
We have it somewhere. Yeah. Did they give you a bunch of free bacon?
Yes, they do. I'm just teasing. No.
Wait, there it is.
Here it is.
Talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome.
Is that true, Ted? Did you really buy some, use some, and store some?
No.
Okay. I love
But what about savory and delicious? Is that true?
Of course, it's bacon.
Well, I did taste a little bit of it. It is good.
Was it savory?
Savory, very savory.
You know, I really think, Ted, I don't know how to say this without criticizing someone, but I feel like you ought to have the kind of representation that pushes you to be the voice of some big market stations.
Yeah.
You know, the top of the hour ID, the sweepers.
Yeah, imaging packages.
Yeah.
And so forth.
Yeah.
Ted?
Well, I'm coming to Detroit with you guys. No,
I bet you could be on a station here because people know your voice too. I mean, you were really out there. I don't know. Is this maybe this is something you don't want
to?
Really
and you're so easy to audition because you did it when you were discovered by the side of the road.
That's right.
You just
yes, ma'am.
Went right into
you
it.
You sound lovely yourself.
Thanks, Ted.
It's a voice love fest.
I think Ted's leaving radio behind and voiceover behind though because now he's going to do a TV show.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I know he's still.
Yes, absolutely.
But
it's called the Second Chance with Ted Williams.
Ted, this is I see you're working with homeless U.S. military veterans, single moms, families, and others alike, and they're helped with counseling, clothing, jobs, housing, a chance to reestablish themselves. I think it's a great idea, and you'd be a great host for this. Where do we see this show? When's it on? Where do I see it?
Well, we're in the pilot recording phase, production phase of it. And we've got a few great prospects of putting it on, hopefully soon. We're shooting in March, actually, our pilot.
Oh. Well, seems like, will the pilot get out there? Because I want to see the pilot, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I tell you what, I'll conclude every episode with, I'm Ted Williams, America. Join me again next week for another Second Chance tonight.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Nice. He's actually sharing script with us. Is there anything else you can share with us?
Well, I'm still doing speaking engagements and fundraising for a lot of our local shelters and so forth, and corporations and colleges. I've been invited to the Buckeyes, OSU, and I've spoke before a couple great organizations over there, sororities and fraternities.
Sororities?
Well.
Yeah, the girls had me there. They're out there helping the homeless.
Ted, have you ever done a TED Talk, Ted?
No, Trudy.
What?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever done a TED Talk? It seems like that would be only.
It would be fitting. You haven't done a TED Talk? Everyone's done a TED Talk.
I mean, with the Second Chance thing that you're going through
We're getting ready pretty much to promote this, and I'm so happy you guys invited me on the show this afternoon to tell everybody, you know, that... I'm still doing well, still holding up on sobriety, and I got a great manager working with me, Scott Anthony, and we're getting ready to make this thing happen in 2020.
Ted, are you still cracking the whip, though?
meaning?
Wasn't it cracking the whip on the radio station in Columbus?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I used to do that years ago. Is that what you were referencing?
Yeah, we read your book.
Yeah. There you go. That was in 1984.
Whoa.
And Ted, in 1984, I know you were doing very well in Columbus. What station were you on?
I was on WVKO and C103 and WCKX Miracle 106.
And that was that the same place you pulled that wacky stunt when you played Lean on Me for, I think it was for... Eight consecutive days?
About an hour, nonstop, yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, and that now with stunts like that, Crack the Whip and playing the song over and over, I think it sounded like you got a lot of attention in the market. Were you guys in the top couple of stations or so then?
Yeah, we were number one, man. I was beating some of our rock stations and our competitive
urban
stations as well. I was number one.
Number one, not just in the format, but in the marketplace?
Someone's
absolutely.
Whoa.
But I was on QFM 96 back then, and I swear we were number one. But and you said rock station. Well, that's what we were. So.
LVQ?
QFM 96. I still listen.
Yeah, WLVQ. Sorry, call letters.
Do you remember? Do you remember competing with? do you remember competing with LVQ?
Oh, I listen. Was the Blitz? I listened to the Blitz if I was to pick a station, WLVQ. Which one was Wags and Elliot?
Oh, that was LVQ later. That was after me.
Yeah. Nothing like the Wags and Elliot show.
Ah, yeah.
Were you in Columbus? Trudy, you were with Patton Wags, right?
With Patton Wags, right. You remember Patton Wags?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Were we competition back then? We were like head to head?
Hell yeah.
No, we were. This was in a Arbitron ratings, but I was doing morning drive at WCKX, and across the booth.
Wow!
Wow, that's so cool. You guys were competitors back in the day, and now here we are, all these years later. Ted, we asked people what kind of questions would you like us to ask Ted, and a lot of people mentioned that we remember so many things about you when you first. You were discovered, this golden voice who didn't have a place to stay.
Yeah.
And then there was, you're reuniting with your kids. And so, naturally, people want to know what's going on with you and your kids. Are you guys spending a lot of time together?
Oh, yeah. I have 16 grandchildren now.
What?
And, yes, my kids and I are doing fine. The holidays are here. I'm eating over their house, and... this is gift exchanging season, and I bought cars for my kids. I've paid down payments on their places to live and so forth. I've been very fortunate to be back with my kids.
Ted,
I paid all my back child support.
Really? That's good. Nice. That's
wow.
Great.
Now, that must have been a pretty big tab, Ted.
$35,000.
35 grand. Wow, that's great. I mean, how many people do that?
No one would.
Hey, does.
It's really awesome.
Do any of those grandchildren have the big pipe gene, the big voice gene?
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to practice certain things. You know, I got them going, yeah, and they're 17 now with me. I hear you guys have a great rated R show. So.
Well, thank you, Ted. Yeah, we do. We have a great show. We've been number one, too.
I know you do.
We know how it feels.
Absolutely.
And then there was one other thing. Ted, I just heard, and I know you probably have to go because you're doing a lot of interviews. There's a lot of interest in you, as always. There was talk about you opening a laundromat for homeless people or some kind of a chain of laundromats for homeless people. What's going on with that?
Well, that's what I'm looking. Well, I want to start here in Columbus with the prototype, so to speak. Yes, it's designed for vets and their families as well. They can do their laundry two or three times a week. And, we have volunteers that will help wash, and the people up at Whirlpool up in Marion, Ohio will help us with some scratch and dent washers and dryers and, and all those things.
Well, and the prototype phase.
Bring it down.
Yeah, that's great. And that'd be great in Detroit, too. There's plenty of homeless people here. There was one other question I want to ask you about your work. Were you doing something for Pepsi?
Oh, yeah, Pepsi for sure.
Except the wonderful folks who put the R in cola.
That's great.
Are you still doing work for Pepsi?
Well, let's just say it's one of those, it's still open yet. A lot of the ad agencies have kind of moved around on us. So.
Well, because when this all came about, I just remember it seemed like there were jobs everywhere. The Cleveland Cavaliers wanted you to be the PA announcer, and then I never heard any more about it. Did you ever do any games?
No, actually, it was up on the table, and my then manager was giving some astronomical figures. See, a lot of things were signed and proposed and all of that, not in my hands, and, I missed out on that. Of course, LeBron left in 2010. My story didn't hit until 2011, and so I guess they just wanted a little, uplifting story to bring him there, and no. Yeah.
So it wasn't really in their hearts. It was just kind of fake, going for publicity.
Pretty much.
That's lame.
Awesome. But your pipes would have been great.
I would have loved to said, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Detroit Pistons.
That'd be great at it.
No, he would. That's why I hate to tell people what to do. I don't mind really, but Ted, you have such a fantastic voice. You ought to be doing IDs and sweepers. You should be the voice of stations, especially wouldn't Adult Contemporary be perfect?
It would be amazing. Yeah. Definitely should do that.
And they get publicity in those markets. Hey, the golden voice, formerly homeless, Ted Williams, he's on his feet. He's doing great. He's the voice of blank. So you said you got a great manager now. I think you should pass along my advice, if you will, Ted.
Hey, listen, I just want to tell you guys, I want you to keep your eyes and ears open for the Second Chance with Ted Williams. And all of your listeners, I have a new book coming out. It's called The Power of Believing in Yourself and the God in You. And there's an audio series in which I also, it's called The Key in Believing. And I'd love for your listeners to go to my Facebook. go to my Facebook.
I love who's cracking the whip.
That cart.
You got to bring the whip back.
He's cracking the whip. He's making us go to his Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
What's the Facebook page?
It's called Ted Williams Golden Voice. And if they note that they've been listening to your show this afternoon, we will send them a audio portion of the 30-minute affirmations for health, wealth, and prosperity, in which I narrate, as well as scriptures that will move your mountain, the ones that I believed in and capitalized in my heart to move my mountain.
Do we have permission to use some of those the audio on the air?
My manager is available. Let's see. Scott?
No, it's great to have the audio available, too. Yeah, let us know if that's okay. And hopefully, you know, it's almost Christmas. Be a great stocking stuffer. Maybe you can get
it. Was my manager. He confirmed it. You can use it.
Oh, thanks, Ted.
Thank you, Scott.
I appreciate it.
He's a good manager.
Ted, you have a great...
I love him.
Have a great holiday, and just have a great everything.
Yeah,
and we'll look forward to...
I love you guys, man.
We love you too, Ted.
And it's Drew, Trudy, and Mark?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Friday, it's an all-new Drew, Trudy, and Mark only on TV One.
Hey, thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
You guys have a great holiday.
You
thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year and all that.
All right.
See you, Ted.
Bye-bye.
The golden voice.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Ted Williams. Now, Ted is, you know, how can you not root for him? Honestly, it really pisses me off. Why, Trudy, why isn't he getting more voice work?
I don't know. I mean, I'm glad he's getting audiobooks, though. I'd love to hear stories told by Ted Williams. But, yeah, he should do imaging, for sure.
I know, what
I can't
the
believe
fuck?
Somebody wouldn't jump
how
on
could
that.
That. I know. I don't get it.
Well, he had that. Remember, he had a little hiccup after the fame, which I think is totally understandable.
Right. But exactly.
I almost asked him, like, does Dr. Phil ever follow up with you after he busted you?
I know, Dr. Phil, you're so disposable when you're in Dr. Phil.
I know. Well, Dr. Phil did get him into rehab and allegedly paid for the rehab. I just wonder, like, does he keep tabs on people after he helps them, or does he just move on?
He moves on.
20 years.
You're right. He should be doing voiceovers like crazy.
He's got a huge...
Go get you a Louis Vuitton purse.
He's got an amazing voice. He really does. And, you know, second chance to Ted Williams. It's weird. You know, I've got this print out here. The pilot's not even done?
That's well, I mean, he's out shopping it.
Yeah. I just...
Wouldn't the show be
in March, though?
We'll have him on when the pilot's out. Then we'll have him on when the show's actually.
Don't you think the show would be huge?
I think it would do okay.
Like if it was on ABC on a Sunday night with, I don't know, Home Makeover. Like it seems to be in that same vein.
We'd get the nice people audience, and then we'd get the goofballs like us who just want to see what Ted's doing.
Yeah.
To
the Drew and Mike podcast, keep it stiff.
But I forgot about that. He should be on Cameo, too.
He definitely should be.
Oh
a
my
cameo.
God! With his
call him back.
Oh, we should tell him that.
Brandon, you got to tell him that.
Call him back. Take over for Scott, Brandon.
Scott's a good dude.
Ted would be big on Cameo. That reminds me, of
great.
What was the giant negotiation at the beginning of the phone
call?
Yeah,
Brandon.
Ted walked away. He walked away from the
what?
Yeah, from the phone. Basically,
Ted, you can't walk away from the mic.
He wandered off.
Oh, he had diarrhea.
No, I don't know. Oh. Ted is on. He is on.
What?
Cameo.
Oh, he is?
What?
Yeah.
Hi, Ted Williams here, the man with the golden voice. My favorite radio show is The Woody Show.
What?
I'm gonna say
he lied
to
us.
Woody. I want to say hello to Raven and Greg and Menace. Now, Greg, how dare you say your voice is just as good as mine? It probably is, but it's not. Hey, listen, you guys, I love you so much. The Woody Show and all of its family members. Thank you so much.
Awesome. How much does he charge?
He charges $50.
Well, let's
That's a
buy one.
Bargain.
Let's buy one right now.
Oh,
Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Ted needs to be a hat model as well. He looks really good.
He does look good in a hat. Do you think that's Ted's house? He was on a porch.
What do you mean by house? Inside?
Well, I mean, is that his house?
Yeah,
is
sure.
That it's Ted's house.
Stop, Mark.
What?
He's got his smartphone right there. He's got a sweet fedora hat on. He's doing better.
It's his
He's
house.
Doing good.
But this,
you know who paid for that house? Kraft.
Yeah.
Maybe with dot, dot, dot.
This thing about...
I'm the official voice for Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Making all these down payments?
What?
Where's he making all this money?
Well, he made a lot of money right out of the gate.
He did.
From
Kraft.
Kraft and Pepsi. He did.
I'm going to make sure that y'all gonna get paid.
And he did.
Fortunately, they still have an open relationship. What does that mean?
That if they want him back, he'll go.
Yeah. Isn't that true with me and Kraft?
Yeah. I think it's true with everybody in Kraft. Who's on Kraft's shit list?
kind of made me mad. It's like, why'd Kraft dump Ted Williams? Who are they using now?
Kraft has a shit list. I'm going to look it up. Let's see who did their last commercial.
I mean, isn't that kind of bogue?
He also did some voice work for MSNBC, various television shows like The Soup and The Dish. So...
is that relationship open or?
And then, and right. Since then, he's had several radio gigs. He was with.
Yeah, but that one in Avon, we called. They didn't know anything. They're clueless. So, he works here. When's he on? I have no idea. He's like on every 3 weeks on, you know, Monday night or something.
Awesome.
Well, didn't he say Kraft got bought? Was that part of it too?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for grandfathering Ted Williams.
They merged with Heinz.
I'm looking at all these videos on YouTube, and I don't see anything he would be the voiceover for.
Why does it seem that we always hear from Ted, and something is in the beginning phases, but then am I alone in thinking that? Because I read about the laundromat for homeless people, and what did he say? It's to the he's got a not a rough draft.
Prototype.
A prototype.
Right.
So why am I reading about it already? Shouldn't they be telling us when it's open so we can get our homeless friends to go use it?
He needs an investment. You want to give him some money?
Yeah, he really does. He kind of fires the rocket off and it lands in the ocean. So,
And the second chance with Ted Williams, I mean, you think they're getting the pilot done. Where are we using
it? It's a process. All right, here's the most recent Kraft.
It's also worth noting that I was trying to get him on.
Sign him.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay, so he wasn't necessarily ready to talk about this, but you were so pushy that he came on?
I did talk to his manager several times because I wanted to get Ted on. I like Ted.
No, it's Ted. Ted's the golden voice. You have to take Ted.
You should sign him to Red Shovel. You have the management to do that. You can pull that.
Yeah, that'd be great. He could be the Walter would be bummed.
Awesome.
Maybe he wants to do his own show. Maybe Ted could do his own show.
And Walter could be bring his back boof crack
that whip. This is Walter, your boof announcer for the Red Shovel Network.
You could bring back Crack That Whip. You'd probably get notes done faster than ML.
Yeah.
Here's the most recent Kraft commercial. Let's see what the voiceover sounds
green
like.
Green things and brown things don't mix.
Stupid kids.
I'm allergic to all things green.
Kid's not Who's homeless. Did you replace a homeless guy with that brat?
Well, look how much money they spent on the music they had
for the win-win.
Oh, they went with a woman! Boring. Ted was a victim of Me Too.
What's Kraft for the win-win?
Kraft for the win-win.
I don't know. That's nowhere near as good as his voiceover.
It's good out every time.
Kraft mac and cheese.
I would
it's
call
the
that.
Easiest because it's the cheesiest.
Oh, you suck, lady.
Is that lady homeless?
Was she ever homeless?
You have to be homeless. Kraft macaroni.
You're telling me that's better than...
the new Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. Made with,
All right, the lock of the week. I don't know how to knock Zot Ford off their perch with this lock of the week. The lock of the month is just really gotten people fired up, activating their lock trifectas. But you can go on mybookie.ag, promo code Drew, and you can pick Brandon's lock of the week, or you could bet on fantasy players. You could bet on bowl games. They're bowl games this weekend, aren't they?
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And Eddie Murphy's on SNL Saturday.
I know.
I never did see his interview this morning. But he was on the Today Show.
I do have the lock of the week.
You do have the lock of the week?
I do.
Okay, crank it.
It's a lock.
Lock of the week.
Cha-ching!
Since this is the final show before the new year, there's going to be several bowl games. So I'm actually going a little ways out to a little game that happens on January 1st.
Oh, yeah, great.
That would be Alabama, 7.5 points. Ooh, ooh. It's a lock. And you know what? Even if
you're taking Alabama?
And even if I do happen to lose, I'll be happy because I do want Michigan to win. But I think the smart bet.
That's a winning bet, Brandon, because if Michigan loses by more than 7.5, they win the money. And if they lose the bet, they're happy because Michigan won. So it's a win-win.
And it's also a...
it's a lock.
Lock of the week.
Cha-ching!
Ah, yes. And you can activate that lock of the week on mybookie.ag. So many things you can bet on. They got prop bets. I don't know what kind of prop bets have they had on there lately. I haven't really seen. But when it gets to be playoff and Super Bowl time, loads of prop bets on mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid with mybookie. Mybookie.ag, promo code Drew.
NFL. Fox 2 website.
Use the garbage.
Scrub alert.
Ooh.
As of today.
The ML scrub alert. Yes. He was on the Fox 2 website yesterday all day.
All day long.
The scrub alerts were running often, and naturally they were coming up. Bing, bing, he's still there. What is the latest alert?
As of 12:03 today, he had been scrubbed.
What?
See ya. He's a big 404 now. There's nothing on that page.
Ooh. He's been 404'd.
I think that means that somebody might have been watching the Facebook Live and went, we got to get him down immediately. Because they didn't pay any mind to it when the show was on pause and he was still plugging it on the site.
But think of all the hits they get from the scrub alert.
Yeah.
I know.
That, and didn't they keep yours eternally?
On 105.1?
Yeah.
I think it was on there for a while.
Really?
There was no scrub alert, though. There was no scrub alert to take advantage of
it. But then they can keep that amount of people, right, in their some social media.
That's the problem. Oh, yeah. Oh, they still have your Twitter handle.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sure, I have a lot of fun with that.
That's part of the purchase agreement from Greater Media. We want that Drew 105.1 Twitter handle.
And still to this day, people are always using it. I always see people trying to reach you through that.
Damn it.
I know.
My Twitter's just stuck at 12,200. People are just done with me. You're either there or you're never coming.
No, look at all those people who are trying to get a hold of you to this day.
What people?
Who are using the old Twitter? Yeah.
I know. You think they know it's at Drew, it's at Drew Mike Podcast, right? It's only the worst.
At Drew Mike Podcast. We've asked them. We've asked them to take it down multiple times. They just won't do it. They refuse to
do it. Breaking news.
What?
12.3. That was the longest it took to get from to go 100 new Twitter followers I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
I don't know what the problem was.
Wow.
Maybe it's all those Elric tweets.
That could be.
To put on another tweet storm.
I wonder if we got a bump in that video.
You piece of garbage.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really say anything before that. We just kind of, it happened, it was out, and it was getting some views. But I know I wanted to boost that video because I figured a lot of people want to know what he's up to.
Yeah, he broke his silence.
But if you don't normally watch Facebook Live, Elric did. Yes, he broke his silence. He appeared on the Red Shovel Network yesterday on the Facebook. And the big ML logo is on. If you go on our Facebook page, like the page, first of all.
Right.
You can review it, too, if you have something nice to say.
And if you want to be a piece of garbage, you can get that sweater he was wearing, too, which was sweet.
Yeah.
You piece of garbage.
That was really nice. Is that going to be what the people are wearing in the annual hockey game?
Oh, those hockey jerseys. Maybe. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Maybe. So Detroit team?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he's not looking for a sponsor. I don't think the network participates in stuff like that.
I wonder if I'll have his notes done by then.
What is up with the notes? Seem to be a recurring problem. What? I mean, he is the most anal person ever.
He's a writer. Isn't he? He's a writer and a rewriter.
What is taking so long?
He likes to listen back to it and write.
But
good
the
notes.
Notes are the notes. I mean, it's like this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened.
I know. What do you want me to say?
It's basic reporting.
Hmm.
101.
Okay. Well, I want to get a couple pieces of David Spade on with lights. Oh, we have a boner line too, right?
We do have a boner line.
We're so active today. I mean, we could just have phoned this in the last show of the year, but no.
No.
We're not phoning in at all. There were two items, actually. I was very, very, three items I was extremely intrigued about that kind of came into my consciousness later in the day. I'd forgotten about two of them. One of them was the Epstein suicide attempt footage is missing all of a sudden.
Oh, go figure. Huh.
No yeah, with the,
what's the big deal?
Yeah, I mean, just another coincidence.
Well, he missed his death, so why not miss his suicide attempt, too?
With the incompetence of what was going on in there,
sure,
is that that big of a surprise?
Just add another one on there.
Yes, this is a surprise to me.
Oh, really?
Totally. After the last fuck-up, I would think somebody would have copied this or kept track of it.
They probably lost it before he killed himself.
Uh-huh, sure.
Oh, and they just figured it out? Well, I mean, how hard are they really?
No, they just admitted it in court is what happened.
Keep defending them.
So how is it that every, all things Epstein related somehow just whoosh?
No, everything.
What is up with that?
Nobody
knows where what's-her-face is, Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
No one knows where she is.
I know.
I think.
Those two things aren't connected.
Yes, they are.
No, where are not. The pregnant women, related. Too, from the ranch? Because supposedly he impregnated a bunch of women.
He was going to impregnate 20 women.
He was going to, but supposedly he got a few started before, you know, before he was murdered.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
What?
He was murdered.
Where did that come from?
That's a deep fake.
I had never heard that before.
I mean, that was really Trump.
Louder.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Okay, and then there was the Aaron Carter, another police bust in the front door thing with Aaron Carter. How is it that, isn't it the weirdest thing that Righteous Rick gets his phone, and now all of a sudden he's in the news every 5 minutes?
That is true. I don't remember hearing much about him prior to that. And then
nothing.
Rick gets his phone, and all of a sudden he just goes insane, face tattoos on Dr. Phil, just going wild.
Yeah, that Dr. Phil thing was bizarre. But this one, he's on, what was he on? He was on TikTok, not TikTok. What do you go live on?
Instagram? Wasn't he live on Instagram?
Maybe he's live, was he live on, oh, was it Instagram?
Thought so.
And he's talking to people, and it's like, hey, Aaron Carter live on Instagram, woo! And he falls asleep.
He's a sleepy guy.
He falls asleep live on Instagram. And so immediately the 19 people following him just start calling police thinking that he died or he passed out.
Because that's how probable it would be for him to do that.
I think if I were on that and I was watching and he fell asleep, I'd just be like, ah, whatever, and move on.
Watch
those people
else,
are
yeah.
like, oh!
You wouldn't start sharing it first?
No, I don't think so.
Get the next thing. Got a case of the sleepies.
But no, I just don't. Who are the people who are so like, oh my God, he's dying.
Well, they notice him dead. Dozing off, and they feared that he might have had a drug overdose and died.
Come on, he was on something.
I would.
He's on something. You just don't fall. I don't care how tired you are. You don't just start nodding like that and then crap.
You're live on Instagram?
Yeah, bullshit.
So the police do show up, and they're alive. No stranger to his house. They've been there before, and. They ring the doorbell, they knock on the door, nobody answers, so the police break in, and then, I guess you could hear this on the live stream, you could hear him going, Aaron, hey, everything okay? Everything good? You okay, bro?
No, I'm still sleeping.
And he said, yeah, I'm fine. No, I didn't take anything. I just fell asleep.
Well,
he also said that he's going to ask the cops to fix the door. Good luck.
We all need to know that. Is that a news story?
Why should they have to fix the door? Because you wouldn't answer, you idiot.
Oh, boy.
Do they have to fix the door then? If they break it down
for a wellness
check?
I don't know. I probably not.
I wouldn't think so.
No, don't
he crashed on Instagram.
Wouldn't you be charged for those? Because don't they charge in certain jurisdictions?
Yeah.
If they have to go out on a run?
Yes, depending on what it is.
I could envelop the entire doorknob with my foreskin.
Here's the video. You just spit up. The doorbell.
What's going on, brother?
All right.
Oh, man, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
You good?
Hey,
you
posted on your website.
Is this live on Instagram too? When they came in? Really? I didn't know this.
Listen to the podcast.
I'm on.
You can't even understand what he's saying.
Aaron, what's going on, brother?
All right.
Fuck, man, are you okay?
Oh yeah.
What's up, man?
Still sleeping. You good? Yes, I'm good. Hey,
brother,
you posted on your website. There was
something
wrong.
I'm sleeping.
That's like an alarm clock.
No.
Isn't he wondering why the police are in his room?
Should we call him?
I don't know. He'll go on and on.
Yeah.
Okay, one other thing regarding social media that I thought was really interesting, because these are the kind of stories that I used to just be like, what, really? And now it just seems totally normal. This woman is at a restaurant in Shelby Township. Her name's Alyssa Frangadakis. And she and her 9-year-old son apparently have a cooking blog on Instagram.
Yep.
So I guess that's why there's a restaurant. And the son is taking a picture of mom eating sushi.
Yeah.
And so somebody takes a picture of the kid taking a picture of the mom.
Yeah, because it's 2019. This is the world
this
we live in.
This fish is raw.
And she's very pretty, too.
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
Kardashian-esque.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And they caption it, phone and mom eat first. You know the drill. You know, because the kid's taking a picture of mom. Like, you know.
That's funny.
I thought it was funny, too. But it is viewed 2.5 million times. And there's over 3,000 comments. And the comments aren't super flattering.
Oh.
And so she says she's going to sue Barstool. I guess was she on Fox 2 last night?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, they took the video down. Last I knew.
Oh, they did?
They took it down on Instagram, but it was still up on their website. Now it's gone from their website.
Scrub.
Kind of like a scrub alert, yeah. And they actually had titled it, Mommy Trying to Find a New Daddy.
That's kind of weird. Some of the comments were, girl, your mom is an attention whore, and she's a real whore on top of it.
Good one.
Poor child must have to have such a shit mom.
What?
One comment said, this kid is going to be a future mass shooter.
Jeez.
Now, the thing that's... I got to tell you, if you go out in public, you should have every expectation to be filmed now. It's just way it is.
I just don't.
Public.
I'm sorry. I
don't like
I understand
it,
what you're
true.
Saying, and I think I agree with you for the most part. But the thing is, when you go out in public, you're not expecting to be viewed separately with snarky comments by 2.5 million people on a very cynical website.
I understand that. So when she emailed Barstool to take it down, they wouldn't it be in everyone's best interest? Just take it down, then.
Yeah, that's probably enough.
Yeah, why bother?
But honestly, I really hate this idea that, you're out in public, so therefore you could be subject to the entire nation's humiliation if the right person just happens to get a post of you.
Yeah, but it's a viral video. I mean, we've seen so many barbecue Beckys and all this other stuff.
And then, how about that fight?
Barbecue Becky is being an idiot.
How about
the
fight?
She's really making a fool of herself. Which fight?
Well, the chick where the chick got her dress pulled up at the fast food place that we watched. I
don't know. I mean, honestly, I think the difference is I'm so numb to this stuff now that I don't even usually think about it.
Is there a difference because that one probably involved a crime, like an assault, and here she is just eating? I mean, they're both stupid.
I think it's a pretty gray area, honestly. Now, most people don't think it's gray at all. It's like, you're in public, therefore anybody can say anything about you and do anything.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you're going to a restaurant, I think there's an expectation that a certain number of people are going to see how you present yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The 40 people at the restaurant, the 10 people who see you in the parking lot. But then, you know, this guy who doesn't know anything about the cooking blog takes a picture of her. And out of context, she's then made fun of on Barstool and viewed by 2.5. I don't know. That's a little tricky for me. But I don't know. Trudy, what do you think?
I think there should be a limit to how much exposure. I mean, you're out in public. That's true. But I don't think, you know, 2 million people should have access to it. They should put a regional limit on it.
Well, how do you decide
there's
how many?
No practical way to do that either.
No, there isn't. There's really no solution whatsoever. And I assume that
it subjects her to so much mass humiliation, as does all of these people who are accused of these things, and sometimes unfairly, and it's a runaway train.
But it's a weird thing, too, because it depends on the audience. What if some parenting blog did that? And it's like, look at what a nice mom she is involving herself. You're something stupid
it's
like that.
It's never that. When would it ever be that?
Well, but who's to decide?
What, that she's going to have some fabulous thing happen to her because of this?
Sometimes
you know,
nice
her life
things
will be changed.
Sometimes nice things happen and they go viral.
Yeah, they do.
Like
it does.
Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice.
But that doesn't make the person that has the shitty viral experience feel much better. And,
awesome.
And, you know, going back to, and I think, you know, my understanding of this as we stand is just that it's like tough shit because the Elon Musk thing to me was, you know, he basically calls this guy a pedophile.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk has a huge, huge audience. He's absolutely an influencer and then some. I don't know. How many Twitter followers did we determine he had? Quite a few. Yeah, I mean, it's a couple million or something. And he's making fun of this guy, and then he does an interview when the guy sues him, and he calls him a child rapist, and that's in normal. That was in a newspaper, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Elon's got 30 million Twitter followers.
So this guy's called a pedophile in front of 30 million people. He calls him a child rapist. And then when the guy sues him, he does what most people who have all the resources do. He has a PI put on him, which he got scammed by, if you remember the story. I thought it was kind of funny. This guy scams him. He gives him some false information. And he's got people going through his garbage. Because Elon Musk has all these resources. So, I mean, the deck is really stacked in the favor of these people who are the quote-unquote influencers to just do and expose anyone they want in any way they want. I'm surprised that there's been no discussion of this on like a, I don't want to say government level, but I mean just on some, there's really,
regulatory.
Ever since iPhones and all this stuff has come into being, the internet, iPhones, first of all, there's nothing in the way of manners or appropriate or inappropriate behavior. It's just like, it's all just the Wild West. Mm-hmm. And some people are definitely maimed by that rather badly, especially in social media.
And yet a lot of people also try to take massive advantage of the stupidity to get, you know, money out of it.
Yeah.
Look how many people want to be influencers or jackass types or.
Well, and the influencers, honestly, are most of the influencers attractive women who take cute pictures of themselves?
Yeah.
Do those people really need any more advantage in the world?
Did you?
Is that fair?
Oh, shut up, white guy.
Hey, that's not just white guy.
So it's, there's the.
Well, I think Trudy wants to be an influencer if she could go back in the time machine.
Oh, wow. The new YouTube, the top earners on YouTube list was out today.
This is always
the one who was like a toddler. She's made.
Is this the one that opens toys or something?
That one was. That kid was the number one. He's 8 years old and
he's number one.
Yeah, I thought they counted it up to.
Oh, he's like makes 20
Ryan
million
Kaji,
a year or something.
Yeah. 26 million he made.
And everyone hates him.
2 billion views. 26 million.
Cute
bucks
at first.
For that kid. Here's this girl, Anastasia Redzinskaya.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
She just plays.
She made $18 million.
What's this? Oh, that's another brat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brats are the other end of the spectrum.
Think of how awful she's going to be in 15 years, right. By the way.
Oh, my God.
Be prepared to say you're sorry.
Why?
She's a 5-year-old star with cerebral palsy.
Oh.
And she was not supposed to talk.
Okay.
She is.
Well, that's nice.
Why do you want to stop me from hating someone?
Why does that make her?
That annoys me.
Why does that make her better at unboxing?
She just plays and does.
Yeah. What about the kids who just unbox and do a better job than her?
Where's the proof that she's got cerebral palsy?
Exactly, doxer. Okay, who's his next tool?
Jeffree Star made $17 million. He does makeup.
He does makeup?
Oh yeah, people watch him do makeup all the time.
Well, he must be good. Is he funny or is he just good at makeup?
You skipped a couple too, by the way.
Rhett and Link.
Yes. Have you ever seen?
No, I have no idea.
Good. You're lucky.
What do?
They do wacky it's like a quasi talk show.
Oh.
You would hate them. Until
how old are they?
Oh, they're
are they fun? I mean, they must appeal to someone, obviously.
Yeah, they have 4 YouTube channels and they made $10 million. So.
What's the appeal?
They're funny and wacky and. They do crazy things.
Can we listen to a minute of it? And no more than a minute?
Here, they did a meal taste test. They do have a really good production.
Welcome to Mythical Mar. Thanks for hanging around with us. We made it through.
Check
another
your voicemail.
Episode
we have a voicemail. Let's check it.
Hi, I'm calling you back. It's your turn. Tag, you're it. All right, give me a call. Bye.
All right, I'll be shipping your big wide pants. The prototype is finished. I'll call you back forthwith.
Did he say tag your it?
Tag, you're it. Yeah.
$10 million.
I had a lot of relatives who would call and leave a message, and they would always say, tag, you're it. Seriously. What are you laughing at, Stevie?
You should write a book.
You're from North Carolina.
Just personality. But
I feel like your stories are just always a little bit more North Carolina than
I grew up in North
Carolina.
Carolina.
She but grew up in North Carolina.
Your relatives don't live in North Carolina. Yeah,
but they grew that's up in Georgia.
I guess I just want to know, because anybody that does...
Like a morning show, really.
Yeah, you know, when you have in radio?
When you have these girls who are, you know, just showing you their ass and their tits all the time, and people like Thomas follow them, and, you know, hey, look at this. And I guess they mass pick some pretty attractive people. And there's a lot of people that do that. And that's why they're influencers, and they make money, and they get a million followers and all that. I understand that.
I don't mind them. I mean, I'm not their audience.
I'm trying to figure out who, but who is their audience? Because that sounds just like a bad morning show.
Some people.
Number two was Dude Perfect. Those are the guys that hit those crazy
trick shots.
Trick shots, you know, throwing a basketball. They made $20 million.
Yeah.
They don't do that all at once, though.
Well, they do 150 takes, but once you get it.
You know what I always thought about them? When you watch those videos, there's a lot of them involved. I'm like, do you think they ever want to, like, cut one member out? taking a bigger piece of the pie.
Oh, there's five main dudes.
Okay,
yeah.
Do they really need all five? Can't three of them do it?
Well, all I can say is if they're making that much money, somebody is doing something right. And
yeah, no, those videos are interesting.
That show, though, I don't get who would that appeal to? Because those guys are, they don't look, I thought they'd be 20 and they'd appeal to juveniles, you know, and that's a skill. Well,
I thought they do. They don't.
No, they look to me like they're older.
Oh, I just meant their appeal.
Oh, like is that teenagers? Who they appeal to?
This kid here made $14 million playing video games.
This I don't get, but I mean, more power to him.
Yeah.
Come on, up live stream, bro. Seriously.
He just plays Call of Duty.
Oh, my God.
We got it.
Breaking news. Yeah, Rhett and Link are 42 and 41.
What? Really? Yes. Were they a radio show?
It doesn't look like it.
That's interesting.
I'm kind of jealous of their youthful look.
I have to hand it to them. I just don't.
At age 14, they wrote a screenplay.
Okay. Whatever.
The rest of them are basically gamers. Yeah. They're, you know, like PewDiePie and stuff like that.
It so surprises me that people want to watch other people play games.
Well, watching people play baseball.
But they're not, they don't have a controller in their hand. I mean, they're actually great athletes. By the way, I have a list of the 50 top athletes of the decade, which will be fascinating.
Oh, I want to hear that. I really do. I can already imagine some arguments.
Yeah.
I want that.
There was a point basis, and I'm very curious how they came up with the points. Well, you know, how you made who's number one and who's number 30 and who's number 28.
Is it very woke, the point basis?
Oh, yes.
Who did this list?
USA Today, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Was Christine Brennan involved?
She spoke up today, too. She was talking.
She did?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my gosh. So many things.
She was writing about, Bentley sent me this.
So many things.
She was talking about what teams and players would you like to impeach? If you could impeach a team or a player.
None of them.
Oh, they had to do an impeach.
Yeah, isn't it cute?
None of them. Next story.
So she says.
What?
The Houston Astros. Their front office is filled with arrogant, awful people, and they cheat. Like they cheat.
Who said that?
Nancy Armour said that.
What?
They had that one guy who was screaming about the relief pitcher or whatever.
Wait.
That guy was an Astros guy.
Screaming. Oh, no.
He's going, so and so is a great pitcher or whatever.
Well, they do cheat.
They were stealing signs.
They're stealing signs.
And, I mean, that entire year they won the World Series.
That is. That's baseball. People been stealing signs for 100 years.
No, I agree. But they did have that front guy who actually, front office guy who actually went to jail because he stole, like, some data processing thing that the Cardinals had. Remember that story?
Oh, he went to jail?
I'm pretty sure he went to jail. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay. And then, of course, she says Dan Snyder needs to be impeached because he clings to a racist nickname. He's the worst owner in sports. So, yeah, it's very woke story about impeachment. Okay. And speaking of course, Trump had a big night in Michigan last night. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, give you the golden voice of the Drew and Mike Show. Tell you something very important.
It's filled with hot, spicy wings. Right now.
Awesome. I'm going to have one wing and I'm going to go upstairs where I'm near water.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
why are they hot? Can I have one?
Yeah, absolutely. Not too hot. No problem. And just perfect for this because some people are saying the holidays are a time for caring, sharing, and giving gifts to the people that we love. But our friends and original studio sponsors at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Deals in the D.com. are doing just that all the time, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. For example, I had a swallow. Lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month, or if it's Jeep you crave, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited all-wheel drive for just $189 a month. Finally, if you're like our listener, Alan.
The Mac Daddy.
Who is Alan? And want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a new 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. So celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone. No discount code. Only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheDeep.com.
Well done.
Nice. Do you suppose Dr. Roche?
Yeah.
Is in the lineup? Because
hot wings.
It's gonna a great show.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Drew kind of threw you under the bus there.
I watched.
Read this.
Okay,
I watched
Hot Wings Down with Perrier, and Perrier has so many bubbles, and so you get like spicy burps.
Oh God. Yeah, wait till it comes out.
I'm sure Dr. Roche has something for that, though. God.
Gross.
He can fix almost anything, including breasts for Christmas. The Breast Wishes Special saline implants are just $3,500. And Santa's surgery specials, too many to list. You should come in for your consultation with Dr. Roche to find out more. And now that you have time off for the holidays, and maybe a little gift certificate here and there, you could tweak a bunch of things and then go back a whole new person. In the new decade, plenty of things, including the Ho 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 Diva Special with a free G-Shot, $1,200 value, three treatments of Diva Vaginal Therapy, $4,500 usually. On special for $3,500 and the free G-Shot and Dr. Roche's own medical grade skincare line of rejuvenation products that you can use, and CBD specials. They have those too. And actually, I've been using one of them.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so I've been moaning and groaning about my shoulder problem.
Yes, your shoulder.
And I apply it before bed, and it really has
Does it made really work?
Big impulse. Yeah, it's All made right. a big impact. So Dr. Roche carries a full line my of shoulder. CBDs that you can check out that are GMO, THC free, 99% pure, and made in the USA. Go to TRROCHE. CBD.com to find out more about those, and DRROCHE.com to just check out the procedures. And you can call them for a consultation at 248-338-1110.
My elbow.
Dr. Well Roche.
Done. Well done.
Put your best face and body forward. Dr. Gregory
Roche. That wing was incredible.
That wing was good.
Is there another one?
Yes.
They're over here. Hot. Which one's hotter?
Hot, oh, those are the hot ones?
Hot. I want that one.
When you say a little bit hotter, I don't know if I believe you.
Yeah, these are, I know, I didn't either.
I ate that one and I was out of the show for 25 minutes that one day.
That's medium hot, and the one that you just ate is just mildly hot, and it's still spicy.
I want the world on fire.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
They should advertise.
I know, they should, shouldn't they? I mean, some of our best shows were under the influence of Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm not sure it's good for the show.
Brandon agrees.
We had
it's
fun.
Funny, it doesn't even phase you, Trudy.
Well, no.
What kind of immunities do you have exactly? Unfazed by Mr. Methane eating popcorn while Mike Clark and Mike Walters are puking over a garbage can. Meetings are being dismissed down the hall.
Well, Zoom's one day. See that jar he's got? Like, I don't know what kind of pepper it is. The world's hottest pepper, probably.
Is that what that is?
And he was eating salsa with chips one day, and I was editing. I think Brandon, you were editing too. And you started making very guttural noises. I just went, "Are you all right?" Like, "This is ghost pepper," and you're really struggling. And you go, "Do you want to try it?" And I said, "Yeah," because it looks really appetizing. In a full sweat, face was beet red.
Well, that reminds me of the guy
When I learned that.
You could do those deep breaths, and if somebody grabbed your chest, you know, you could pass out.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing that.
And that went around eighth grade. Everybody's like, oh, my God, you want to pass out? You want to see me pass out? You know, that whole thing. And people have been doing it. I keep hearing about it. I never heard anything crazy. And then I was with two friends of mine, Robert and John. And
you are a genius.
And John was saying, you got to do it. You got to do it. I'm like, I don't know. I've never seen anyone do it. And he goes, oh, it's so cool. And I'm like, why is that cool, by the way?
I don't know. I think I tried it, and I was immune to that, too.
Really? I'm not surprised.
Didn't work on me.
Okay.
I remember doing it.
Was that well, that was a thing for everyone at some point.
Not the chest. For me, like they pushed on my neck or whatever until I passed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never heard of that
it
one.
It sucked. It was, well, I mean, it was dumb.
So Robert says, I'll do it if you'll do it. And so I know I've told this story before. So John, Robert's like, and then John pulls on him like from behind his chest and he passes out.
Really?
And he has a convulsion. Uh-oh. And when he comes to, his glasses are like all over his face and there's giant things of snot coming out of his nose. And I was like, I mean, John and I were both sitting there like just scared shitless. And after I remember asking John, I was like, is that what happened? He goes, no, I've never seen anything like that happen.
Oh.
Because as soon as Robert realized what's going on, he's like, you got to do it now. I'm not doing that. I am never doing that.
Wow. Did you ever
completely freak me out.
Seances? Did anybody ever do, did you guys do seances?
No, that was a chick thing.
I'm serious. Where you put your fingers underneath and like somebody in the middle and then a group of people put their fingers under.
No, that's satanic and I wouldn't do that.
And they,
wait,
and
what's
they
the Ouija
go
board
around
or whatever?
They,
yeah, there's that
well,
too.
No, but yeah, but they just chant, you know, like, I think she's asleep. She's asleep. And then it goes all the way around and then it runs around again. And the third time it goes around, they try to pick the person up and that their light is a feather. Like, oh! I don't know how that even.
Here's a guy. Here's a guy. Love playing the pass out
so
game.
All of this that was bad, that everybody said, "Oh no, we can't invest in that." The government invested in, and now this is full of cancer. If
great.
All of those had cancer, this now has it. Okay, so this is Treasuries. You all right?
Keep it going.
I'm passing out. Okay, are you okay? You want to hang on?
Passing out.
Okay. What? Why don't you want to sit down? Gone. Okay.
Well, Glenn Beck's a great listener, isn't he?
I love when he shakes his hand. But congratulations, you're going to pass out.
Somebody help him, please. Somebody help.
Why didn't you?
We'll be back in just a second.
Well, he does say so matter-of-factly.
He cuts the commercial.
Out.
Yeah, that was really
passing
weird.
Passing out.
I played something upstairs for Trudy that I thought, did you think it was funny, Alicia Smith?
Yeah.
Okay. And she didn't really do anything wrong. She actually stated a fact. Because the minute Trump was being impeached, he was in Battle Creek. I don't know why this didn't really dawn on me. Because, you know, I watched the news this morning. And Trump's, you know, suggested that John Dingell's in hell. It's like... What? How did he do that? I mean, it really wasn't explained very well. I don't think they played a clip. Maybe they just played a really brief clip. And next thing you know, George Stephanopoulos, who's really upset about this, is talking to this. It wasn't Kellyanne. It was somebody else from Trump World. I don't know who he said. Another female with dark hair out there.
Yeah, isn't that a spokesperson?
Oh,
I don't even know who his spokesperson is now. Probably is, because she was very well-spoken. And she just says... well, you know, the crowd's going crazy. He's just riffing, and he was just riffing, you know.
Maybe he's looking up. I don't know.
Which, you know, I know what she means.
Right.
But nonetheless, it was like, you know, don't take a shot at John Dingell. It's just not, you know, he just died a little while ago. It just wasn't a good call. But anyway, the funny thing is, what he really said was he's bitching out Dingell's wife.
Debbie Dingell.
For, you know, I guess, is he offended because... I ordered all this special, you know, treatment for John Dingell when he died.
Half-mast.
Which, I mean, to me is just, doesn't anyone do that?
Yeah.
It's pretty normal. And and so, you know, I did that for her, and then she does this to me, and I know John Dingell's looking down from above, and then he briefly says, or maybe from down below, and then did he say something after that, Brandon?
What did he say?
We'll assume that he's up there.
Yeah,
we'll assume
he said she was looking down at you
right
and
here.
Thinking, okay, yeah. So paraphrase.
Listen to this. This was the biggest story of the morning regarding the speech.
John Dingell.
Debbie Dingell, that's a real beauty. So she calls me up like 8 months ago. Her husband was here a long time. But I didn't give him the treatment. I didn't give him.
Okay, Debbie Dingell came out to say that he called me. Just clarifying. Because he said, Debbie Dingell called me. She's a real beauty.
Nobody would have, you know. I gave the A-plus treatment. Take down the flags. Why are you taking them down? For ex-Congressman Dingell. Oh, okay. Do this, do that, do that. Rotunda, everything. I gave him everything. That's okay. I don't want anything for it. I don't need anything for anything. She calls me up. It's the nicest thing that's ever happened. Thank you so much. John would be so thrilled. He's looking down. He'd be so thrilled. Thank you so much, sir. I said, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Maybe he's looking up. I don't know. But let's assume he's looking down.
You dick!
That was a dumb joke. But anyway.
Why is he such an asshole like that?
I don't know. I don't know why he picked on John McCain.
People can argue about policies. That's fine. But why is he going to be such a dick?
There's one
it
disgusting
works.
Person.
It works. People love it. People love assholes.
Well, I don't think you see it quite that way. But you know what? There's a really good commercial out right now. Have you guys seen the female who's talking about, I voted for Trump, yeah. And, you know, I thought you were looking for business, and I'm going to have a businessman. And then I've been feeling like we've been left behind. And then at the end she says, I'm embarrassed to tell people I voted for Trump. Yeah. And I thought it was actually a good commercial, but I think the better one would be, and I doubt they'd ever do this, but I think Trump should do a commercial where someone says, just like lawyers do this all the time when they have bad clients, and goes, Donald Trump can be a real asshole. I can't believe he made fun of John Dingell and he made fun of John McCain. I like my job and I make good money, and so I got to vote for him. I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah.
I mean, sort of the corollary.
Oh, that's a good argument.
But
I'm sure with impeachment, you were dying to know what celebrities tweeted about it. Would you like to hear some?
Yeah, I do. Don't you?
No, not really.
Yeah, you do. You want to hear Alyssa Milano.
I saw it already, but go ahead.
I expected this moment, but I expected to be more joyful. Maybe jump up and do a happy dance. Maybe. But I'm just sad and heartbroken.
Oh, bullshit.
What he's left behind cannot be erased with this vote. The bigotry and xenophobia has emboldened the lies.
He's so
deep. It will take generations to recover.
Oh, boy. She's going to be all right?
I don't know.
Like send the police to her house?
Generations?
Brandon.
It'll take generations to overcome Trump.
It's ridiculous.
Really? We're not going to. So it's like my grandkids maybe have a chance.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
John Legend, you guys want to know what he wrote, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's always a guy. He always surprises me. I never know what John Legend's going to do.
I'm the sexiest man alive.
Honestly, this is probably the most boring response, so it's kind of on brand for him.
No energy.
Thank you to the House of Representatives for doing your constitutional duty.
I'm so bored.
Everyone, please call your senators and tell them to remove this evil man from office.
Oh, yeah, really. Calling your senators. Now, that's wasting anyone's time.
Well, he's got lots of time.
Because no one's going to change your vote.
This article writes, shockingly, his outspoken wife, Chrissy Teigen, has yet to publicly react to this.
Oh, my God. Why would John?
Cole Sprouse? You want to hear what Cole Sprouse, whoever that is? Who is Cole Sprouse?
We know who Cole Sprouse is. We were talking about him not too long ago.
Child actor or
something? Yeah, he was Big Daddy. He was one of the twins.
Oh, yeah.
And he's dating some chick. I don't know.
Time for a celebration. Bye-bye, sack of poop emoji.
Come on, people. Sharpen your Twitter game.
He's not going anywhere.
You know, this whole business.
They don't know.
You know, they do this all the time. Not just with Trump. But with other things where they go, and celebrities were tweeting about blank. And I swear, I really feel like in most cases, people go, I like that person less. Yeah. It's like they like them less than they did before they read all their comments on this, that, and the other.
Yeah, everybody want to know what D.L. Hughley had to say about it?
Oh, anymore?
I'm sure he's going to surprise me, too. Is he disappointed in the House?
He wanted to make history, he tweeted. Oh. He did. First president ever to be impeached in his first term. And then the story says, unfortunately for Hughley, his joke is inaccurate. As President Andrew Johnson was impeached during his first and only term.
Oh. What about Bette Midler?
Bette Midler just tweeted, impeached.
Wow.
Okay, so I almost forgot this. Alicia Smith is doing the news at noon. And, of course, the John Dingell story, like it was all morning. And honestly, it was spinning round and round all day on CNN or Fox News, and I switched back and forth. She says that she describes what happened, that, she's going through the impeachment, and then she gets to last night, and she says, there's controversy because President Trump insinuated that John Dingell may not be in heaven. And then they went to the clip. I'm like, wait,
maybe he's looking up. I don't know.
Just say that someone insinuated someone may not be in heaven. I mean, that's a loaded statement.
Oh, wow.
And it just sounded so silly. But honestly,
it's kind of childlike in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yes. It sounds like you're.
How does she even get on television?
Not her.
Is her target audience 5 year olds? Yes. I mean, honestly, it's like.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Whoa. God. Sorry, I was just queuing up some of these drops here because it was a pretty wild.
Wait,
rally.
What does that queuing up drops have to do with that fart you just spewed out?
Nothing. God, that was loud.
It was long.
I did get a few.
Clean up.
No, I'm okay. But I got some good clips that we can hear in the future, like.
They always used to say I wore a hairpiece.
Yeah, and.
He's not exactly the best looking guy we've ever seen.
Oh, is he talking about Adam Schiff? Yeah. I was looking for that.
And then.
Did I do a great job when I fired his ass? You're about to hear the greatest speech you've ever heard.
Ooh.
And then, of course, the highlight for me was.
There's a slob. There's a real slob.
That was the protester who. I forgot what her sign said, but she had some, you know, anti-Trump sign. It takes him a while to get her out, and she's flipping the bird to everybody on the way out. Mm-hmm. And that's when Trump said, there's a slob. There's a real slob. And I thought about it. I was like, wow, you know that room loved that. They're all laughing.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And I felt kind of bad laughing about it myself, but it's just something so crazy about it. And I was trying to think, like, wait, what if Joe Biden, if somebody, some overweight person with a Trump MAGA, thing on, was it a Joe Biden speech? And they were, oh, fuck you, you suck. And Joe Biden said, get him out of here. Boy, there's a real slob for you. Mm-hmm. I think any audience might laugh at that because it's somebody they already hate.
Oh, uh-huh.
And now Joe Biden would never, ever say that.
There's a real slob.
He would be so attacked by the Democrats. That.
He probably would be. There would be outrage within his own party. I'm just saying, though, if he said it in the room, though, I think they would laugh.
What did he call that guy 2 weeks ago? He said something to that guy and everyone got mad at him.
Oh.
What he challenged to a push-up competition.
An old butt buddy. Are you?
Push-up competition.
He was about to call that guy fat, and he kind of stopped.
But yeah, Trump was.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
He's kind of ragging on security too. So, anyway, I hate paying attention to this thing, but I feel like I sort of have to. So they're talking about, Nancy Pelosi hasn't turned the articles of impeachment over yet because she wants this, and Mitch McConnell says, I don't think we need witnesses, and I'm not partial, and then they start showing clips of. He and Lindsey Graham, who in 1999 said they wanted witnesses, mm-hmm. See, look, they're lying.
Well, they're hypocrites,
But of course, yeah, they were, well, it's all partisan. So anyway, when this is going on, I'm thinking, is anybody really talking? Are people running around talking about this? Should they have witnesses? I don't think she turned the articles of impeachment over yet until she. Are people, do these conversations go on?
I think everybody's afraid to talk about that because you can't in any work environment. You're really.
It just feels. I don't know. It all feels like when they talk about the phone call, mm-hmm. and I feel like, oh my God, this conversation is just going on.
The perfect phone call.
And the witnesses, maybe there are people that want to see the witnesses. I can't imagine that anybody wants to hear anything more. And it's not going to change a vote either.
No.
In fact, they knew this when this first happened. Immediately people said, oh yeah, the impeachment in the House, they won't in the Senate. So it is really just to say, impeached.
But if there's witnesses, is there some thinking that there might be a John Dean type moment where somebody says something because they're under oath and are afraid of perjury?
I don't know.
Like a John Bolton.
I don't know.
You didn't have that with Clinton because there was an investigation before. Well, this time the investigation was actually done by the House.
I would think if somebody had some big moment, we would have already seen it because they have.
But nobody's interviewed him. That's the problem.
Well, if you want to watch John Bolton, anyone interview him, more power to you. But I got to tell you, I've seen enough. And I think I know what they're saying, and I can certainly evaluate it in my own head, and I know people are evaluating it, in fact. But this is what's so crazy is as it goes along. Well, I went through the polls yesterday. The number of people who want him impeached is going down, and his approval rating is going up.
As we knew it would.
NBC, a lot of people predicted that. I didn't really think that was true, but I didn't really know what was going to happen. NBC today had one brand new one, 48 against. CNN, 45 for impeachment, 47 against. They had a poll of polls, which is combining all the polls like 538. 46% for it, 49% against it.
42%, 38%.
Fox, which had a poll that said 50 or 51% were for impeachment just, I don't know, 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. It's down to 45%, and 51% are against it. Gallup also reported that 3 months ago, Trump's approval rating was 39%. Gallup has it at 45% now. NBC had it at 44. 538 had it at 43.4. And Fox News had it at 45%.
Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
Which is less than one percentage point below Obama's approval rating at the same time in his first term, which I would never have dreamed. I mean, even if you did, if you didn't tell me what anyone's approval rating was right now, and you said, how far do you think Obama is would be ahead of Trump? I would probably think 15 points. I would have thought Obama's was like 60.
Was right. that when he was fighting the ACA?
Oh, I don't. I don't even remember. I mean, there's always opposition to a president. There always is, and sometimes it's really loud. But I mean, there was never.
Context matters.
But there was never a beatdown of Obama. I mean, there were people trying to beat down Obama, but there was never really a full scale. And I was thinking about the Clinton investigation and the Trump investigation. In a lot of ways, there's a lot of similarities there. There's complete hatred for Bill Clinton, complete hatred for Donald Trump, and a very winding road, you know, to get to where we've gotten, and partisan votes. The House votes were, you know, pretty much partisan. The Senate votes on the first article of impeachment were there. I think there were four or five Republicans who voted not guilty.
Yeah.
On the perjury, though, it was almost straight party lines.
This is ridiculous.
So, again, you have the most impartial people voting. The most impartial group you could possibly have. So, I don't know. I'm not sure how you could ever impeach a president. Well, I guess if one party controlled the Senate by two-thirds, which is pretty unlikely.
Right. Then, so, run me through this, though. If that were the case, and the Senate impeached him too, then they march him to the helicopter and chopper him to the hotel or something.
They impeach him?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just like Nixon when he resigned.
Well, he resigned.
Yeah.
But you know,
they probably give him a day.
Trump wouldn't resign.
Yeah, you got to be out there
like,
by.
Pack your shit, put it in the cardboard
it's
box.
It's like a landlord,
and they walk you out.
Would he be able
what
to
if he
do
squats?
All his?
They might pack your shit up for you.
What if he squats?
Would he be able to do all his last minute pardons like every president does on their last day?
That's a good question.
Fuck no.
I don't know.
Well, he's already done
enough.
You know,
Trump. He's already pardoned people.
Yeah.
I know it's funny. Trump really doesn't give a fuck. He really doesn't. I mean, look at Clinton. What did he? Who did he pardon?
Not Rich.
Yeah, Rich's. What's your name? Rich's husband.
Yeah, Mark.
Mark Rich.
Yeah.
Mark Rich. MRC, I think.
Oh, cool.
And
starting to like this guy.
And if he had pardoned him, you know, 2 years earlier, people would have been pissed. But instead, it's like, ha ha. But Trump just does it while he's president. His first term.
Yeah,
he's untouchable, man.
Yeah, but Trump has. I mean, sure.
There's nothing he could do to lose the support of his party.
He doesn't. But he doesn't care either.
There's a handful that he's pardoned during his tenure as president, but Bill Clinton on his final day, 456 people were pardoned.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That's pretty common.
By the way,
wasn't Mark Rich represented by Tony Rodham, Hillary's brother?
Really?
Yeah, so. Didn't he present it? And I think he was paid $250,000 for it.
Why do we never hear about Tony Rodham anymore?
I think he died.
Oh.
Just, I mean, like not long ago.
Like a couple months
we
ago.
I never heard that much about him, though.
No, he never had it. What was wrong with his practice? You saw the Kentucky governor pardoning people who decapitated people and murdered children and had sex with children and stuff like
pardoned.
That.
Pardoned.
Like, go.
Because they were family members of donors.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
So he they're out of prison?
He pardoned and commuted the sentence of a guy who was convicted of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy.
Families live the victim's
guy
family.
Convicted of reckless homicide. Someone who decapitated his... What was that?
Not a person.
He decapitated.
How long were they in prison? Boy, some of the Tekashi victims were really upset. And I was reading about what he did to these people, and I was like, oh my God, can you imagine?
Okay. Delmar Parton, who was convicted of beheading a woman and stuffing her in a barrel.
So what year?
Out of prison.
It's ridiculous.
See.
See, you know, it's all about the money. Follow the money.
And connections.
Oh, how does Delmar Parton have money to be pardoned for decapitating somebody and stuffing them in a barrel?
I can't in a million years imagine why anyone would do that. I don't care how much fucking money they give you. I mean, and that's when I was watching
1994.
This circus yesterday, and from the left to the right to the right to the left, and I'm like, both, it didn't matter who was up there, I wanted to flip the bird at him, because when people go, this democracy, and they act like they care so much about this democracy, the United States, and I'm like, oh, fuck you, you take money from anybody who'll give it to you, and you'd get a guy pardoned who beheaded somebody if it would get you some money.
Who, me?
Not you.
I would.
I mean, well, a lot of people would, and they take money from lobbyists, and they do things for people who get access. And did you see the pictures that went out of the fundraiser that Buttigieg had?
Oh, Napa Valley. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh boy,
Buttigieg.
Ooh, and Pete Buttigieg seems like a perfectly nice guy to me. But look at what the asses you have to kiss
because the access you have to light.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I don't think it really matters.
No, I'm just kidding. That's the knockout.
I'm sure Obama had some pretty hoity-toity donor parties.
I agree.
Hillary Clinton certainly
did. Of course. I don't know why
they
have
to.
I don't know
why
they
have no choice.
I know. It's just dumb. They eat their own. It's really kind of hilarious to watch.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm just looking forward to being over, honestly. I'm tired of seeing it on the news. I know that's terrible. I sound like a real jerk. Or, how can you not care? But that's, and then seeing the Republicans say, this is a show. Oh, shut up. Do you really feel that way? Is that real? Is this all acting? Is this your 5 minutes in front of the nation on CNN?
Yeah.
Does anybody know what the TV numbers were yesterday?
No.
I mean, that thing was on for what, 12 hours?
Oh, yeah, it was on all day. Can you look up Brandon's CNN or cable news ratings for impeachment? Because when they first started the hearings, they were getting 12 million, 13 million, which sounds like a lot of people, but compared to, 380 million in the United States, that's a pittance.
Yeah, but how many followed it on Twitter and Facebook?
Yeah.
It's just different now. It's hard to calculate.
It is different, but I don't hear people talking about fine points of this thing myself. I mean, I would not sit around and get in the weeds about this stuff.
Some people do.
Yeah, I'm sure some people do. I mean, 12 million people watched it on TV.
I don't see it yet.
I'll check when we have the boner line on.
I have a fun story. You want a fun story?
Yeah.
About, since you brought up Kentucky. Mm,
yeah.
See the former Miss Kentucky story?
Oh, yeah. She was sending...
Did you...
She sent a...
Did you
the story is absurd. She sent a topless photo to a 15-year-old. She's hot.
She's
too.
Miss Kentucky 2014. Ramsey Beth Ann Bierce is her name.
Yes. And she now goes by, no, her name was Ramsey Beth Ann Carpenter. And she changed her name to Ramsey Carpenter Bierce. But I would have thought that once you'd gotten this nude photo thing, you would drop the
Ramsey.
You'd drop the Carpenter.
Yeah,
because she was just Carpenter when this happened, wasn't she?
I think so.
And she just did hyphen Bierce, like, well, I don't want the nude photo people not to remember me.
So what happened was she got in trouble. She sent nude photos to a 15-year-old former student.
Well, she sent one photo. She says, this is what she says. She says, so, I sent one photo. I meant to send it to my husband. I accidentally sent it to the kid. And then he asked for more. And so I sent more to appease him.
Yeah.
Because, she was, now he had her over a barrel. And then, of course, he sends her his genitals.
She kept in touch with...
His 15-year-old genitals.
She kept in touch genitals? With her former students on Snapchat.
Oh, nice.
That's why it all started.
Oh, you idiot.
And then she's totally blaming him, Drew. Because he asked questions and crossed the line and shared too much information. So she's blaming him and her husband at the same time. My husband was working all the time. I was too distracted and overwhelmed with work to pay attention to me, she said. In addition, since I moved to West Virginia, I felt like I was completely alone. None of my family lives here. I didn't have any friends.
Oh, so it's on my boobs for a 15-year-old.
Well, if that's the case, can you find someone of legal age to send your tits to?
Well, she actually suggested that it was really an accident. She didn't mean to. And then he asked for more. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm compromised. I have to send him more or else he'll tell somebody I sent him my boobs.
Yeah, so
she sent him more nude photos.
Yeah. What a moron.
And then he sent her genitals. She's and hot, then she's though. In more. She's very hot. Then she's in more trouble because she's got an under 18 male nude on her phone. But what was her quote? I messed up big time.
Yeah. What a moron.
Well.
Yeah. I never did hear, though. Did they ever have any? Did they ever hang out together?
No.
It was just the photos,
the pictures.
Well, I almost sort of kind of believe her.
Except he's 15.
I know. Well, no. If she meant to send it to her husband and she accidentally sent it to this kid, I mean, that could happen.
You think so? Really?
No, I don't think it happened. Oh, but I'm saying it could happen. I bet there are people listening to my voice right now who have received a nude photo they weren't supposed to receive or have sent. You know, something they didn't. I mean, you sent emails to the wrong people. You sent text messages to the wrong people. Why wouldn't somebody send a semi-nude picture to somebody?
No one ever sends me titties.
No, nobody sends them to me. And you know, as I was reading that story today, I had this really twisted thought. I thought, well, she sent it to a 15-year-old. It's now national news. And this person who wasn't supposed to see it saw it. So now let's have the adults see it because we can see it.
Isn't it evidence?
So why? Shouldn't we be allowed to see it too?
File a FOIA request for it.
Yeah, please. Yes, make a FOIA request, but be very specific. Make sure that we don't want the 15-year-old's genitals.
Yeah,
no one can see her tits. But everyone can see her tits because we're adults. And if 15-year-olds can see them, then we can see them.
She's pretty.
She's hot.
Ooh, speaking of boobs, you see Brie Larson hosting?
I think her boobs hosted. She didn't host. Her boobs just
I know. I don't even
that.
Know what she said because I was just staring at her boobs.
You know, she was...
The first person she has out is Jamie Foxx, and he's like, wow, you look really good.
Oh,
and
great. They're probably dating now.
And he wasn't looking exactly at her boobs, but...
Oh, he's seen them.
Yeah, he's seen them.
Green room.
Yeah, I have to admit that I thought she was cute, and I thought she did a nice job on the monologue.
Yeah.
Because I listened to it. I went there because Brandon sent it to me and said, oh, my God, look at Brie Larson. And I was like, wow, that's a really nice dress for her. And
it's supposed to sort of simulate a suit.
Yeah, with no shirt underneath.
Her version of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So, yeah, it's cool. And David Spade had Adam Sandler on. So you want to get lights out with David Spade and go to close to the two-minute mark. And they're talking about the early days when they first met, which is, they covered some good ground. I got to say, the show with Norm MacDonald and
Kevin
Dennis Miller and Kevin and the Three Weekend Update guys and Spade was fantastically funny. Sandler was, I thought, really funny.
Did he heckle him during the monologue here or no?
A little bit. There's a little chit-chat, but he does talk about, he gets into a Tekashi joke here, and then I'll jump in one.
69, your old buddy. He was... sentenced to 2 years in prison today, and he tried to hide his disappointment, but it was written all over his face. You could tell. He wasn't happy. Oh, you give me that one? Okay. A mystery buyer has purchased a $93 million penthouse in New York City's most expensive tower. No one knows who it could be.
He's looking at him.
Was he wearing a Knicks hoodie and pictures of himself on his socks?
Nothing wrong with that,
David. Jesse Smollett, you remember this guy, he may return to Empire for the final season. Producers are even thinking about letting him make up his own storyline. He was good at it. A Riverside, California artist drew a picture of the suspect who had stolen $500 from him.
Oh, yeah.
If the cops haven't found him yet, they might want to check Fat Albert's gang. All right, let's talk to Adam.
A really goofy picture.
Yeah, it's like
a caricature.
It's like one of those guys that would draw your picture in 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly. He was a caricature artist, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So that's, he drew it in his.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right there.
I like seeing you be that smooth, man.
Yeah.
Happy for you that your show's so great. The show is rocking, man.
Adam is sort of known as a very nice guy in Hollywood, good everybody, and for the next 30 minutes, we're going to debunk that. Now, Adam and I met, we'll start at the beginning. We met years and years ago at, do you remember how we met?
The Improv, right?
Improv, I think.
Yes. I don't know who introduced us, but I remember seeing you come in, you had a little leather jacket. That was me when I was young. My God.
Cute.
What a sweetheart. And, But Davey was cool when you first came in the club. I heard about you a little bit. You were in a movie. You were in
Police Academy. Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was like a big deal. David had a lot of heat, and he had a leather jacket on. And I don't know if you were carrying a skateboard, but it felt like you were. Am I right?
Probably. that coat. I remember this coat because I thought I had extra money on me, like $1,000 from the whole movie. So I thought it was rich, so I went and bought a cool jacket, but it was so heavy.
Right.
Leather,
right.
And it had like 50 zippers on it, like a motorcycle jacket. But it was worth getting spinal bifida because I walked around. But I don't know. And when I went back to Arizona, they go, you've changed. And I was like, no, everyone's changed. But actually, in that case, I had changed. And I was trying to be super cool.
Right, I did that.
But I remember seeing you at the Improv, and you were, back then it was like Seinfeld and Leno and all those great guys. But we were like newer, and so we'd find each other because we were younger.
Right.
Apatow was there too. There's a lot of good guys.
Schneider. You and Schneider were tight. Yeah. You guys were friends first.
Yeah. And you were friends with Apatow. And
yes.
Tells you why mine went this way.
Whoa. Oh, is Rob Snyder going to call?
Probably, yeah.
Threaten him?
You are so fired, Spade.
Yes. Some of your jokes, I'm going to tell you one, and what? You tell me if this is how it goes.
Yes.
You said, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in one game, which is true.
Right.
And he goes, here's my impression of his team in the timeout in the huddle. Hey, Wilt, I'm f***ing open, dude. Right. Toss me the ball sometimes. You already had 90. You're getting greedy. My parents flew in. All right. And I get two. And then you go, here's the coach on the other team during the huddle. Who's covering Wilt? Stay on him. I believe he's
hot. Hey, Brandon, you want
to
remark speed up to 11? I think it's like 11:20. I think it's right out of the break, actually.
What's he doing here?
The whole thing was good. They start talking about SNL.
Off the top of my head, and
you're the man.
So when we were on Saturday Night Live, they remember some, I remember, but
yes.
We were on the old days. But we both got on pretty much because of stand-up.
Right.
Right? So
you got on first.
We auditioned. I think I got on with Rob Schneider first. We just did the end of a season, like four shows.
Yes.
Then it was summer.
Yes.
Farley and Chris Rock came in at the beginning.
Right.
And then I think you didn't come in until maybe like November, December, right?
Yeah, like maybe eight shows in or something like that.
Yeah, you came in.
Because you and Schneider told those guys I was good.
We're trying to help you out.
Yes.
And I go, hey, he's good. And then I go, hey, be medium good. Don't be like that. It was too late. He took off.
Took it into Gap
Sam
Girl.
Knew.
That's good, man. 15:30.
Oh, we're right there.
We're right there, aren't we?
Yeah. Girls was the funnest for me because
for sure.
Isn't all we wrote.
That was amazing.
Look at the Gap Girls. Farley's really choking me. I'm about to die.
Oh, but, yes.
I wrote this most. Look at your face. I wrote that mostly because I went to the Gap in Arizona on Christmas break, and I was just standing there, and they were talking to me like, you weren't in the folding meeting. All supposed to be in every folding meeting. I'm like, there's a folding meeting? She's like, yeah. Anyway, and then they put a piece of cardboard in it and fold it, and I was like, oh, my God, you guys do that? And they're like, cable crews go up front. So I just basically was gathering whatever they really said and made us do it. But I put us in it because it was – that was a big chunk of the week to rehearse, so it was more fun to have everyone you knew in it.
Yeah.
So we could all.
You hooked us up. You hooked me up in that. You hooked everybody up. It was the best when we were all the young guys, when we were together, we were so relaxed.
That was fun. Because you weren't worried about the other guy. You were like, we're just trying to stay on the show.
Exactly.
Farley, when he says, lay off me, I'm starving.
Yeah.
It's one of my proudest moments of a line I've written because he did it so great, and I was so scared he was going to blow it. Because he comes in, and I was mouthing the words, because at rehearsal he would sort of ad-lib or screw around. I'm like,
right.
So I said it with him, and he got it right. I'm like, thank God. I remember one time we asked Nirvana, because Kurt Cobain. Obviously, when we're on there, there's so many fun people that you eat dinner with, because they have to eat with you. We asked Nirvana to be in Gap Girls, of all stupid things. And they were in it, and then they backed out.
Really?
It was a little racy. It was when we go backstage to their concert, and then they start making out with us, and then we run away.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't be good today in this climate, but then we had to, they fell out like on a Friday, so we got Skid Row to come up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from farmed them out
Sebastian,
from Jersey.
Yeah.
They were good. The pitch was, if you love Nirvana, you'll like Skid Row. That's on their posters. They were cool to do it, but Obviously, Farrell's, and I should say before we go to commercial, that Farrell's. Was 22 years ago today. I just heard that he passed away.
Oh, my God.
So let's not remember the sad, but let's remember the greatness of Farley.
All right.
And that will be right
back. All right. So, yeah, they went on to, if you go to the very end, Brandon, like around the 30-minute mark, there's a mugshot that someone sent. I think they sent it to Adam, and they said, hey, it looks like you and Spade combined. It's the funniest thing. You know, like when we get those pictures, we go, hey, it looks like Mike Clark. It's always some horrible-looking people that has strange resemblance.
Or a woman.
Yeah, it could be anybody. But this is really funny. It's the most unflattering person to be told you look like possibly ever. It's very funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a really funny picture.
Oh,
my God.
That's amazing.
Spade hair, Sandler face.
It's got you got a lot of you. You got both faces.
Does it look like Beck a little bit?
That is you on the last day
a little. That's what Beck looks really like funny. Now that he's not a...
Scientologist,
right. I was a Christian scientist. Fake. But yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so David Spade, 11 o'clock on, that's on Comedy Central.
Yes.
And it is on, it's on 5 days a week, isn't it? Do we have to have this conversation again?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on 11. You know, I'm surprised that Nirvana wasn't cool enough to do that skit. Why did they have to bring Skid Row?
Yeah, pretty stupid.
And I don't remember, do you remember Skid Row being in that?
No, not at all.
I don't either. And when, as these guys were talking and, you know, they went on for another 15 minutes, I kept thinking, I gotta write that down, I'm gonna see that over again. Oh, I want to see that Gap Girl thing over again. And I couldn't help thinking, and it's probably just because that's when I loved Saturday Night Live. Not that I haven't loved it since, but, I mean, I really love that period. I was thinking, you know, the last couple of years, in 25 years, are people going to go, oh, I got to go back and look at that, you know, whatever it might be. Do they have stuff? I mean, probably if you're 25 right now, I would assume you would, I guess.
Do you go back and look at any old comedy and think it's funny? I mean,
I can go back and look at Saturday Night Live from, easily from back there. There's some stuff that really stands up. Well, I think.
Mel Brooks was on The Old Man Show a couple of weeks ago, and he's talking about, you couldn't do Blazing Saddles now because, you know, the farting and all of that stuff. But I'm
the farting?
I think his comedy is eternal, and you can look at that at any time because Yeah, I think he's one of the real, truly funny people. And you can go back and it's kind of, you know, timeless.
One thing I noticed about Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis and Milton Berle and people like that who are before my time, really. When I grew up, I remember Dean Martin had a show. I was probably 10 years old, maybe 1970 or something like that. Right. And I thought, who's this old guy?
He's kind of sticky.
And he was a pretty hip guy for that. I mean, he's a Rat Pack guy, but to me, he was just an old guy. But then when I listened to their Friars Club's roasts, and sometimes, someone like Dean or Jerry or one of those guys would be up there just kind of riffing.
Yeah.
They're funny as hell.
Rickles. Oh, yeah, because they were loose. There weren't rules. Yeah, they weren't bound by network. Yeah.
No. So, and they were really funny.
Does it depend on, how old you were at a certain time? I don't know. Maybe not.
I think it depends on what you're conforming to on TV versus... Because
I could go back and watch Old Kids in the Hall and laugh my balls off. Same with Mr. Show.
What's the show John Candy was in?
Second City TV.
I could watch some of that. I mean, some of it. Not all of it, maybe.
I think some people might go back and look at the Lonely Island stuff, but that's damn near 10 years old now.
Yeah, I still love stuff like that, from Andy Samberg. And I mean, there's always been some people on the show. Now I feel like I don't really know the cast that well.
There's some sketches, I think, that would hold up.
Yeah, my initial reaction was,
the hit rate's
I can't
a lot
imagine
lower.
Anyone going back 25 years ago in 2045 going, remember that skit on SNL when
they don't have the recurring
Pete Thompson was on? Or?
They don't have the recurring characters.
20 years.
You have Chad.
Yeah,
Eddie Murphy is going to bring back a couple of his old bits from 25 years ago.
I don't know.
How many
I think he will. I bet he will.
Gumby?
You think Buckwheat's coming back?
He said Mr. Robinson's coming back, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did say Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, too. By the way, did you guys watch the All in the Family, the holiday one?
How was it?
Did they do it live?
Yeah.
Did anybody mess up again like last year?
No, not really. And I don't... It was okay.
Is it played out, Trudy? Like M&M's?
Yeah, I do believe it's play. I don't think they should do another one. I like
what would you do first? Watch that or eat M&Ms or what's the other thing that's played out with your...
Yeah, there was another one played out. I can't remember.
I think you would eat M&Ms if they were here right now.
I totally would.
on the entertainment front also today, this is kind of a big story. And it really wouldn't normally be a big story, but because of what's going on, it's even bigger. Sofia Vergara met with AGT for 2 hours, and
boy,
the skinny is they want her to be on the show.
Okay.
You know, I think she'd actually probably be pretty good.
It's probably a good hire for him.
Yeah. She's funny. She's goofy. You know, I think she'd be good, actually. Yeah. So, anyway, there's a sort of undercurrent going on. Very big titties. There's sort of undercurrent going on is, well, did she ask about Gabrielle Union's stuff?
Oh, God.
And I'm thinking, that's not her job.
Yeah. Union.
What do we expect of people these days? They have to be, everyone has to be righteous all the time. Because honest to God, if I'm running AGT and I'm probably thinking, oh, that Gabrielle Union bitch. I mean, I imagine that's probably what a lot of them think. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I mean, I really can't say.
She probably didn't have to ask because they probably told her their side of it before.
Well,
like Gabrielle felt that this was
happening. They may have, but
what really happened?
Isn't Sofia Vergara
would be different for you?
Interested in having a really high profile job that would pay her a shit ton of money?
She already
does
has.
She really want to go in there. I know, but this is the AGT. It's a big job.
She's the highest paid woman on TV, isn't she?
You know, I don't know. Honestly.
Yeah, I think she is.
But how long is that show going to be on?
Oh, I think it's done this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
This year,
yeah.
It's done?
Okay. She might have put a little money aside, but...
Well, oh, yeah. But still, but
Sofia
Vergara...
But this is an easy paycheck, isn't it?
I can promise you, Sofia Vergara is probably thinking, you know, I don't want to be on Cameo in 10 years. I need to find something new. I want to stay... I want to, you know, all these people, they want to stay relevant. They want to... And AGT is a place where you could probably land for a good while and be seen by a lot of people.
Yeah, well,
and build your brand.
Everything is self-interest.
Of course.
Even the people who are in the middle going, did she ask Gabrielle Union what she thinks? Those people,
you know,
who are they, by the way?
I don't know.
Who
are these people? And I swear to God, I'm like, you know, I think the idea that suggesting someone should ask them about Gabrielle Union, that's giving people bad advice. Because, you know, I want to fight Gabrielle. I didn't work here. I have no idea what went on, but I want to fight Gabrielle Union's fight and get that squared away before I agree to anything, you assholes. No, they probably have about 5 or 6 people in mind, and you want to outshine them. So, anyway, I don't know if it'll work out or not, but the chili peppers. Why am I talking? Oh, I know why. Because I was reading a story about the Red Hot Chili Peppers and... You know, getting John Frusciante back. And they're going through every album and, you know, how basically when John Frusciante's in the band, that's when all their big moments have happened.
Sure.
Yeah.
The biggest selling records, the best known songs, the ones that are still being played. And the guy went into this long portion and I was really sort of going, I'm like, really? Is this really what happened? He's talking about the Super Bowl and how he's comparing... When U2 put the album out and it was on everybody's phone, you're like, oh my God, it's U2. How pissed they were
it was
on their phone.
Yeah.
And he was kind
terrible.
Of
it, it
kind
happened
of,
to Mark.
I can't get rid of it now. I think it's still on my phone.
The implication was that was the moment that U2 headed south.
Wow.
that U2 really couldn't do much wrong. And then all of a sudden, everybody was mad at U2. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people were. And it was bad publicity. And since then, they still tour.
And they haven't.
I don't think they have. I don't know if I really attribute it to that, but I thought it was interesting. And then he went on to say that, you know, John Frusciante is great for the Red Chili Hot Peppers because they need some juice because when they played at the Super Bowl, they came out after, you know, young Bruno Mars and they're boogieing up a storm, these super athletic guys. And all of a sudden, here comes the Red Hot Chili Peppers looking old and...
Not playing their instruments. Either.
Not playing their instruments, yeah, which they got a lot of shit for.
Yeah, and wouldn't let them.
It's funny, that wasn't really top of mind with me, but I went back and watched it, and it was like, wow, you know, there's something to that. But it wasn't top of mind with me. I don't know if their fans would really be thinking that anyway.
I don't remember thinking that.
I do remember being bothered they weren't playing their instruments. I just thought that was Chad's although it's playing. Not really their fault.
I mean, Chad's,
yeah, Chad's he's Chad's whacking
playing.
The drums.
Well, aren't they playing their instruments, but they're not plugged in?
How do we know
in,
that?
So.
Oh, they're not plugged in. They're not wireless.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Really?
It's
but Flea's really playing.
Well, they wouldn't let them.
Those are guitar tracks. No, they would not let them.
That's not their fault.
That's kind of how I felt about it, but people were annoyed anyway.
What's wrong with this? I don't know why they needed Bruno Mars out there at all.
Bruno Mars is good for any
Bruno
Super
Mars,
Bowl.
Didn't the show go back to Bruno Mars after they did this song? Didn't
oh, so they were the special guest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't do a halftime all by themselves?
No, they split it with Bruno Mars was the guest, and they just kind of had them for this one song.
That's really dumb.
Should have taken their pants off.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of dumb, too.
Worn socks.
So, let's see.
You're going to get a bunch of hell on the boner line for calling in the Red Chili Hot Peppers.
Oh, you did?
The Red Chili, did I?
Yeah.
Well, that's just a flub.
I mean,
Jesus Christ.
Well, you'll see.
When and you said it right the first time. You know what the name of the band is.
You'll see why when we play the boner line today.
Lover's Lane now has three ways to shop for all your sex essentials, 35 store locations, loverslane.com or the all-new sexdrive.com. Sexdrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun, and exciting couples toys and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Shop now and get a gift in time for the holidays that your partner will be sure to love. Sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane and the Boner Line.
Welcome home, Bentley, you big bag of furt you.
Hi, Jim.
I am so happy that Ty Nepenthes is back. I missed him. I've been calling the boner line for months, talking about how I missed Bentley.
Hi, Jim.
I'm so glad to hear his voice again. So glad he's back. Hope he crushes it at Zodboard. Welcome back, Ty Nepenthes.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
I'm totally with Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Bruce Springsteen has got to be the worst singer I have ever heard. Every song sounds exactly the same, and when he's singing, it sounds like he's got to take a dump. The guy sucks.
Being Bruce isn't easy.
Mark, why do you like The Leftovers so much? That show fucking blows, dude. It's just character development for the entire thing. They have a catastrophic event happen at the beginning, and then they don't explore that at all. They just explore the characters. Oh, you're so deep.
Worst half hour of television ever.
So this message is from Mark.
Mark.
Thanks for introducing us to the Rated Xmas Matt Rogers song. Every time I hear the original version, I think of the parody versions of his.
We're finishing the podcast on my phone, running errands, driving around in my car.
And you're driving along.
My husband calls.
Me again.
So I pick up. I'm talking to him for a couple minutes. I walk into the dollar store.
Oh.
I hang up with him, and immediately the podcast kicks back on full blast, and you guys were playing the Antonio Brown song. The whole store's dead silent, and my phone's just blaring, and Antonio Brown farting.
This is a warning for all the parents out there to listen to the podcast with their kids. Apparently, telling a teacher, okay, Boomer, is not cool. Be forewarned.
Okay, Boomer.
Yeah, Jim keeps saying he wants people to follow him on Twitter, but he doesn't give out his name on Twitter. I typed in Drew Lane, and I can't find him. What is his Twitter handle?
What's that name?
Can we get verification that there was actually an exterminator at Drew's house, Skank? I've got some irresponsible speculation that Drew's trying to hide the fact that he has to go take a shit in the middle of every show. And today's excuse was the exterminator was at the house.
That's a good excuse.
Drew, I love you. I truly do. But Jason Stratham? Come on. It's Jason Statham.
Drew, you're killing me. Not Jason Stratham. Jason Statham.
Hate to do this to you, Drew, but I have to. For God's sakes, man. Jason Statham. Not Stratham or Strahan. Statham. Jesus.
Drew. After your self-proclaimed huge fan of this Jason Stratham guy, got online and tried to find him. No luck. I did, however, find a Jason Statham, who is an action-adventure movie star.
Who's that dude?
Hey, Drew, listening to that interview with that one dude got his front porch spackled by that drunk guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he was intoxicated. He was probably on, like, Spice or K2. You know, the same shit Miley Cyrus does all the time.
Just thinking about your fly problem.
I don't like flies.
And I wonder if, since you guys are in a basement, if those are actually sewer flies. And there is such a thing. And what happens is they actually come out of drains, depending on what gets dumped down there. So if they're not normal looking flies, they could be the sewer flies. Google it.
Get them out of here.
I just wanted to answer Mark's question. I figured it'd be a Twitter poll, but I am a 38-year-old heterosexual male, and I plan on going to see Cats. Just because I kind of got a furry fetish, cosplay fetish.
He has a fetish.
Weird.
It's Mike. Hey, man. And anyway, I left and forgot to say bye-bye to you today. I forgot to say goodbye. So I want to say have a good holiday weekend. Don't record this, by the way. This is too stupid. But no, I just wanted to say have a good holiday weekend. I'm rambling. I just wanted to touch base and say have a great holiday weekend. And I felt bad because I didn't say it to you before I left. There, I've said it. All right, we're done. Jesus. Just so you know, I'm working on flying the remote control helicopter as we speak. And with tragic results, by the way. I'm all over the place. All over the place. Bonnie is scared to death. She's underneath the table hiding. Yeah, boy. All right, man. I'm done with this call. Am I? Yeah, I'm done. Please, swear to God, do not record this. Just delete this from the answer machine, please. Swear to God. It's just getting stupider by the minute. It's beyond embarrassing as it is. I don't know, man. That's it. So why don't you hang up? Go on, do it. Hang up. Okay, I will. Bye.
That's it.
Last goodbye.
Wow. I wanted to mention, because Mark brought this up, that Billie Eilish referenced her favorite, her first favorite song as being a Matt Farley song.
Yeah, he retweeted it today.
What song?
It's a really clever song. It's a little bit deep.
Makes you want to hear the whole
I think
one.
We can all enjoy it.
Really?
Here it is. Here's Billie Eilish. She's got her headphones on and she's listening.
It's a Snapchat.
It was a hit record. I'm pretty sure it was a hit.
Yeah, she's number listening to hit. Matt Farley, and he tweets out, "This is the legendary moment when my number one fan, Billie Eilish, first discovered her favorite song."
Huh? Until I pull my finger out of my butt. And I stare at poop in my fingernails. Poop.
That's it.
That's it.
Because it was a Snapchat.
You know, I wipe really hard, and my toilet paper's weak. Sometimes I break right through, and my fingernails
I object to the number one fan
up
part.
Against my poopy butt cheek. And I'm completely unaware of what's going on down there. Until I pull my finger out of my butt, and I stare at poop in my fingernails. Poop in my fingernails. Poop, poop, poop in my fingernails.
Fun song.
Well, I'm glad Matt got some props.
What if she wants him to open for her? He probably would turn it down because he doesn't leave his home.
Hey, that's cool. She's the biggest thing in music right now.
Yeah.
No, it's great. Nice. Actually, I'm serious. I'm totally pumped for him. You know, I completely forgot. I should have mentioned at the top of the show that we were at Louis C.K. last night, the Royal Music Theater. Did you go, Trudy?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sorry.
I had to miss it. How was it?
I know you're busy.
Was it good?
It was great.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. I can't imagine the crowd could have liked it any better.
That's cool.
It was a lot of laughs.
It's really funny how much context plays into it because, you know, you read all these stories about this awful man coming back from this awful thing that he did.
He said this!
Which was terrible. Yeah, but everything that they would point out as a joke, it was a setup for a bigger, long piece. And in the context of what he was talking about, it was really funny.
I know that. I guess it's because he's always been edgy. And so now that he ended up in Me Too world, all of his edgy things are being critiqued more harshly.
Yeah.
Which is not fair because he's the same comedian he ever was.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to put it in a little context, You know, this story yesterday, we talked about it at the end of the show about Camila Cabello. Mm-hmm.
Cabello, yeah.
Camila Cabello, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
I really don't know her music. I just see her on these award shows occasionally. And she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's the one that's dating the very soft Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, that is the softest
couple. He decided
that
he cannot satisfy her.
No, and they can't. They're selling to us. They're selling so hard how in love they are that I'm just not buying it. I'm still not buying it. They're going to have to screw in front of me for me to believe that they're really in love. I don't believe it. It just seems like too soft a relationship.
Yes.
But anyway, she comes out and suddenly apologizes for something that I would have never in a million years known, that she had all this stuff on, was it social media or Twitter? I don't even know where it was.
I don't know where it was either.
Yeah, she's using the N-word and she's using all these racist memes, making fun of blacks and Mexicans and Asians. And this, to me, has just gone over, if it were, almost fill in the blank, anyone else, cancel him, cancel her. But for some reason, because it's this, the soft Camila Cabello, is
Cabello.
That? Okay. Because it's the lovely Camila Cabello, and she's really cool, and she wins awards, and she's, what's her ethnicity?
I assumed it was Hispanic.
Cabello, I would assume too. I mean, does that give her cover for calling people N-words and making fun of Asians? Make it okay?
That. I think it's more because she does music people like, so.
Yeah, they don't want to cancel her because they like the music. Yeah,
people in music never get canceled unless it's a legal thing. And even then, it's
But there's certain people who would get a lot of shit for certain things. And I don't know, why does it matter because she makes music?
I don't know. We've talked about that. People in the music industry seem to be
because they want to still
hands
listen
off.
To the song and like the song.
Yeah.
Well, this really has nothing to do with the song. Certain people like, when the R. Kelly thing really blew up, there was a lot of, can you believe the Oscars had this asshole on? Can you believe Saturday Night Live let this asshole be their musical guest just a couple years ago? And I felt kind of surprised because I didn't really remember that he was a musical guest. I didn't really remember seeing him on this show or that show. I certainly remember him peeing on a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah, that was memorable.
And I think what people were, or what these shows were sort of banking on was, well, he's found not guilty. But they could say he's not guilty, 24 hours a day for 10 years. And I still know that he's in that video. It's not his brother. And that girl was under his spell, apparently, because she wouldn't testify.
And 14.
And he married a 15-year-old, which she's being charged with now, which is the weirdest thing. Like, what? I don't know. Some of this stuff is so frustrating because are you really going to be able to get him for bribing someone to forge a document?
No.
In...
I doubt it.
But see, nobody gives a shit at the time. I mean, somebody should have been saying,
yeah.
Hey, this guy's trying to forge this document. He wants to marry a 15-year-old. This guy's a 27-year-old grown man. I mean, but, of course, nobody does that because it's R. Kelly and he has hit records, so he can do whatever he wants. Depending on who it is, and Chris Brown's another one, too. It's like, and ladies and gentlemen, Chris Brown!
Everyone loves him.
I always find myself saying, I understand he has fans. I understand he's very talented, but my God, hasn't he done enough stuff that, first of all, I'm amazed at the legal community. He was on a long probation, and when he was on probation, there were so many stories about him fighting this guy, wanting to fight that guy, stalking this girl and doing, he's a horrible guy.
Didn't he wreck the green room?
Oh,
at
Good Morning America.
The green room.
After?
He assaulted the green room.
Yeah.
After punching Rihanna in the face?
That might have been the first assault after Rihanna.
It was. Yeah.
So he's
the
violent.
The green room pressed charges. Yep.
You know what else he's doing is he writes these creepy comments when he retweets Rihanna.
Karrueche
Tran. He wanted to fight this guy who was dating her, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
did you feel a little weird clapping for Louis C.K.? Like when he came out?
Not really.
Really?
Okay. Not really. No, I mean, I don't know. It's
it.
Did
I mean,
you
it's,
clap,
it's
Drew?
In everybody's head, though, isn't it? I mean, come on, you're thinking about that.
Did you clap for him?
I mean,
Drew?
He talked about
beating
off.
Yeah, he clapped
off.
For him.
Canceled, Drew.
You know, really, honestly, and I was going to mention this because I ran into a lot of people that listened to the show last night. We went to Oak City before, and Sean's a bartender there, and Sean always, you know, Sean's he's kind of like the guy in Piano Man, quick with a smoke or you know, quick with a joke or a light of your smoke. Except I don't think he says, "Man, what is he doing here?" Sean's just he's a great bartender, and he remembers what everyone drinks, and he's got his eye. You know, some people are real half-assed at that job. He is not. He's great. He does very well at it. So he poured me two big shots, and I guess I drank the two shots, and then I had a couple beers, and I'm on some newer medication. I was kind of bombed.
Really?
Yeah. And
it seemed fine.
I guess I did, but I swear I talked to people, and I was thinking afterwards, like, I hope I didn't seem totally bombed.
Is this your excuse for cheering for Louis C.K.?
No.
I was hacked. That's
why I
was
behind clapping. My cheering. Well, I mean, if you went to the show, and I didn't buy the tickets myself. I was invited to the show, and I chose to go.
So it's not your fault. You're a victim.
I am a victim. I was a captive. And it's not that I wouldn't buy tickets to see Louis C.K. either. I knew it was going to be a great show.
Fun night.
And it was a great show.
Yep.
So there.
Well, that was great.
Made me
laugh.
But anyway, you know, back to Camila Cabello, whatever her fucking name is. It sounded to me like there was a myriad of stuff, and I read a few different things about it, and I thought it was very strange that nothing was specific. They didn't reprint anything. They didn't quote anything specifically. It's just like, you know, offensive to Asians and blacks and Mexicans. And
Well, you can't really print it because they were memes from Tumblr.
No, they weren't just memes. It wasn't all memes, was it?
From what I saw, other than
they mentioned memes, but they said she said she used the N-word frequently, and they also said that she had some private communication with someone who apparently saved it.
That's what I saw.
And that she'd been hacked, and that she used the N-word frequently in her private communications.
Like, I'm on my way, N-word. Yeah.
Did they say that? Because I didn't read that anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it was like, can we just a tiny bit of context here?
Like right
never.
Here. Like there.
There's never context.
Someone says, hey, we're going to Panera Bread. You want to go? And she said, three steps ahead of you, N-word. That's it.
Who's she talking to? Do we know?
A friend via text message.
How long ago is this?
I mean, years ago, probably. Okay.
Via text message, and it got out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those evil women from Fifth Harmony.
And then there's the
she
Tumblr.
Left. Nice fart, by the way.
Sorry about that.
Fake.
The Tumblr account, which isn't even active anymore. Tumblr's done, isn't it? And then she just shared some memes like this. You know, the ones like there's a big bucket of KFC. There's a Dave Chappelle meme, a watermelon.
Well, that's pretty standard racism.
Yeah, it is.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is you can't write that out.
Oh, you can explain it. No, if it were, this is my point. If it was somebody else, if it was, for example, a politician, they would get in the weeds and you would know exactly what they said or how they said something offensive because they would want to spell it all out and they'd want to make it worse. Huh. But it seems like in some cases, it's, you know, there's a little bit of this and that, and, you know, you don't really need to know all of it. I just thought seems that no one cares about this.
I do believe there is bias in the hating.
There's no question there's bias.
Bias in hating.
And there's bias towards not hating her, and I don't hate her. I just, you know, you just observe these things. You go, why is it that this guy does that? And this person does that, and it's okay when this person, but not, you know, we let it go when it's that person.
Do you think Brie Larson, if she got up there and said all those things that were in the memes that were tweeted by, what's her name, Cabello?
She'd be canceled.
No, she wouldn't.
You don't think so?
Because her boobs were the star.
Her boobs might have trumped a lot of things.
Yeah, the bias would have, you know, would have helped her.
I think if she made a minor racial slur, it might be easily forgiven.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think she could go on a slurathon.
No, not really, but she can't win.
Really,
I know those. Mm. Those
she
tubes.
Looks really good.
She's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, she is really.
Did
pretty.
You guys ever see Captain Marvel? I know you didn't, Drew, but
no,
you did not.
You know, I was Brandon going, did. I was going to, and I got ragged on hardcore. So I was like, yeah, fuck, I'm not gonna watch that.
What? Oh.
It did bad, and didn't get terrible, terrible reviews and a terrible opening.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was all right, though. It was good.
My Twitter, by the way, is @DrewMikePodcast. I just remembered that guy. Said he couldn't follow me on Twitter because he didn't know my address. at Drew Mike Podcast. That's a terrible address.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen isn't worse.
It, start a new one.
That's what it is, isn't it, Brandon? At Drew Mike Podcast?
Correct.
Yeah. Start a new one.
Okay. And you know what I was going to just get into just briefly before we left? Do you guys remember when Sean Taylor was murdered?
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins player? Mm-hmm. 2004? Anyway, they had a show on it last night, an ID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did. And it was really interesting.
Didn't that send Clinton Portis down a bad road, too, with his money? Wasn't that part of it? Didn't we talk about that with Clinton Portis, the death of Sean Taylor?
Yeah, that was mentioned in...
They both went to Miami. They were both on the Redskins. I thought that was part of...
Well, Sean Taylor was really blowing money all over the place, yeah. And he had a big entourage, and you know there were people saying, Sean, you have to do this for them, and this for that guy, and this for that guy, and what... do you remember, do you guys remember, though, the murder trial and how they got these guys
really.
And who they were?
Not really.
That's funny, because I didn't remember that at all. I just remember, oh, my God, Sean Taylor was murdered, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
And then there was a guy...
Was he being robbed? Is that what
yes.
was going on? Okay.
He's only 24 years old.
No, he was at the top of his game. I think he was a pro bowler when mm-hmm. he was killed.
He was. But I'll tell you what happened.
He was a pro... He was a pro bowler for two years prior to his death.
No, he was
Denny's chocolate.
He was really good.
I actually started deep diving on it because I was remembering. I'm like, yeah, he played Miami, didn't he? I look back. He played 2 years at Miami. His second year, he had 10 interceptions. I don't remember many college guys in Division I getting 10 interceptions. And he returned them for like 183 yards and 3 touchdowns. And the year before, he had, I think, 4, and he had long returns, too. I mean, amazing guy. He had a punt return for a touchdown, too. So anyway, he was this, superstar in the prime of his career, just knocking him dead in Washington. And he's murdered at his house in the Miami area. Mm-hmm. And really strange, like, who would murder Sean Taylor? You know, it can't be anyone connected to him. He's so well-liked. And so what's always interesting to me is that the reason I think I don't know the story or I couldn't remember it was because some of these cases take so long,
yeah.
even when they feel like they know. And, and I'll be watching, like the Lorenzen Wright,
yeah.
the guy mm-hmm. in Memphis that was murdered by his wife. And they go, oh, yeah, we got this. Oh, but we don't have the murder weapon. So and I'm like, you don't have the murder weapon? You got everything. You have the whole fucking thing. What do you need the word? Can't you do this without the murder weapon? I mean, why is – I always feel like – do they have to have everything?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, we make it so hard. And
Shouldn't it be hard?
Well, when you see what all they have,
obvious ones,
and they're
no,
missing this one fucking thing, I just sort of feel like, really, or can't we just take this to a jury instead of letting this guy run free for another 10 years before we find this fucking thing?
Let's just say the problem is the juries, really.
Well, the juries, a lot of people watch CSI, and so they think there should be
everything.
All this
they have
perfect
to have DNA
evidence.
For everything, yeah.
And honestly, now where you have so many ways of nailing people, including their phones and their searches, and I mean, some really incredible stuff, but it's never, it's always like, I always find myself going, oh my God, come on, DA, take it! Because they're going, so we got to get more evidence. Anyway, Sean Taylor, this was a really baffling thing, but. They felt like they were onto something. One of his entourage members, I guess, had a very jealous, or he's kind of, he was just sort of like wanted to be number one in the group, was just sort of weird.
A child.
And so they're kind of focused on this guy, and then they start looking back at this other story where someone had stolen an ATV from Sean Taylor. And he somehow, through the grapevine, found out who it was, went over to the guy's place, and pulled a gun on him.
Oh, boy.
And took the ATV back, and this guy called the police and said, Sean Taylor just pulled a gun on me. And you know why he called the police?
Why?
Because he wanted to sue Sean Taylor. Because he thought, hey, there's some money in this.
What an asshole.
I know. Isn't that just stupid?
You should sue him for stealing his ATV.
I know. So, but he got in trouble for that. That was kind of a, It was not a small thing. And, when you pull a gun on somebody, it is a big deal. So they think this ATV thing might be something to it. And there just isn't enough there. And it's, a couple years have gone by. And it doesn't get easier as time goes on. But then the housekeeper in an interview tells them something that they had not heard before. And they also got a call from someone who just out of the blue said, your killers, your Sean Taylor killers are in Fort Myers. And they're like, Fort Myers? Oh, that's not much of a tip.
Yeah, thanks for slimming it down.
The investigator who's really, I mean, there's a lot of pressure to solve this.
Yeah.
The investigator realizes that, oh, well, his sister lives in Fort Myers. And and talks, interviews the sister and the sister's boyfriend. A couple of times finds out that, oh, well, you know, she used to bring these guys to Sean's place. Sean used to have these big parties. He was a generous guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he liked having these, you know, couple day parties and a lot of people crashing in the house. And he's got this mansion. And apparently he
had, oh, I just started getting a clue.
when his sister came to the party and she brought these guys, Sean happens to give her, I guess it was around her birthday time. He gives her this, what's an expensive purse, like a probably Gucci purse, like
sure, Ted Williams. Louis Vuitton.
It was a big deal, expensive purse at $10,000.
Oh, that's giving me a clue.
I'm going to take you and go get you a Louis Vuitton purse.
And she reached in and pulls out this big stack of bills.
Whoa.
And apparently these guys, she brought one of them and went, ooh.
I've got a raging clue right now.
Wonder how much money's in the house. And so they decide, we're going to rob the house. There's got to be at least $100,000 in the house.
Oh, seriously? I have such a raging clue right now?
Which I thought was really stupid. Would he really have that much cash in him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would he? Maybe would. Anyway.
Are you surprised by that?
Well, I don't think he did. Because they didn't get cash. What happened was, it was during the season, and they thought Sean was in Washington. Because the Redskins were in action. Mm-hmm. And so they thought he wasn't home. So they picked this one night to go, and turns out he'd hurt his knee. He'd gotten looked at by the trainer and the team doctor, and he decided he wanted a second opinion. He was very concerned about it. So he flew back to Miami. So he's at home when they don't think he's home. So they break in. He hears something. All he has at his disposal is a machete for some reason.
Well,
machete?
Of course.
What? So he confronts this guy, and he's got a machete. And the guy shot him in the leg.
Yeah.
And he shot him apparently a major artery, or for some reason he bled a ton. And by the time they got him to the hospital, it was really iffy. And the doctor actually said
wasn't there two break-ins?
Yeah, there was one prior to that.
See, I thought
it was a practice break-in, which I thought was like,
and he was
what?
He was there for that, right?
No, I don't think anybody was there. But I was like, why didn't they just take all the shit?
Do you think that's why a lot of players have guns now? Because
instead
of having a machete,
they think they're targets, and also they say that a lot of people think that, hey, here's the guy I beat the shit out of to show that I'm somebody.
Yeah,
I don't know how real that is. Probably to some extent. So anyway, the guy shoots Sean Taylor, and shockingly, he dies.
Yeah.
And they said he should have, by rights, died at the scene. He should have died by the time he got to the hospital. But he lived a day. They said this guy really, it was amazing that he stayed alive for even a day, but he died. So, you know, all this time goes by, and then they get this tip, and then they sort of triangulate on these guys, these friends of the sister. So then they get the tape from the toll booth. There's one toll booth you have to go through, apparently, from Fort Myers, which they know these guys are from Fort Myers. They never had this tip.
Yeah.
And what do you know? There's one vehicle that blows through the toll about half hour before the murder, and it blows through the toll about 20 minutes after the murder, and it doesn't pay the toll. It just blows right through it. And they're like, what the hell is that?
If you're going to commit a crime, you got to pay the tolls.
What are you doing? Why would you draw attention to yourself?
You got to pay the troll toll. You want to get into that?
So they get the license plate, and it's a rental car, and it's rented by one of the guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So what they do is they arrest all of them at once.
Yeah.
You know, five separate different them. Cars yeah. go up, and they start beating them down. And eventually they get the story that, you know, it was this guy's idea. And I immediately thought, wow, five guys, if there's $100,000, why you split it and you only get $20,000? If you got two guys, you get $50,000. What the fuck? Five guys? What were the other four doing? Exactly.
Just like Dude Perfect.
Yeah.
Splitting all those millions five ways. They only need three.
So I think it's the trigger guy got 57 years.
He was only 17 at the time.
Yeah, they were young.
Yeah.
57 years. Wow.
57 years.
First person is going to get more time than Aunt Becky.
And every one of them, one guy got 30. I think one guy got 24. I think the lowest got 16 years.
Holy cow.
I know.
Wow. I'm really, he's getting out soon then if it's 16 years.
It's Florida, right?
Yeah, it's Florida. Yeah.
It's wouldn't the 17-year-old? Oh, because he's 17, he didn't get the death penalty.
That's why he didn't get the death penalty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're all, I think all of them are saying, hey, wait a second, we're juveniles. Now there's this big new thing about sentencing juveniles as juveniles. Well, they weren't juveniles when they were sentenced. They were juveniles when they committed the crime. But
yeah. Only one was a juvenile, actually. The rest of them were 18, 20.
But they were teenagers. A couple others were teenagers, and this one guy says, I want to teach youth about, you know, going.
Oh, you should have thought about that before.
And the judge is like, fuck you. Showed no remorse, prick.
That'd be great if the judge did say that.
Isn't it weird that these guys can't even show remorse when they catch them? I mean, when they've got them, you'd think they'd.
Yeah.
So.
And now, a person that's going to do something like that is probably lacking in empathy and remorse anyway.
You know, when they had this story on, I was thinking, wasn't there a guy who played for the Broncos? Somebody shot him on the bus?
Yes.
Who was that?
Shit, yeah.
Did they catch the people that did that? Because I was thinking, I don't have a show an idea about that.
Wasn't he an agitator in that?
I thought he was just on the bus. I'll look it up when we get done. You want to hit the outro, Brandon? We have the boner line. What, you got pounded by the boner line? I just want to...
Darrent Williams.
Okay. Yeah. Did they catch the guys?
I'm looking for it. Let's see.
Hey, remind me, we owe the Detroit School of Rock and Pop a couple commercials in the new year. Cool. I think they're supposed to be on this week.
They did catch the guy. Guilty of murder, 2010.
Okay.
Life in prison.
Thank you, Sherry, for coming on the show. And Grow Green MI, thank you. PJ. Zot Ford.
Thank you.
Sponsors our studio and our show. And I won't leave out Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram 2 and the Zot family. See them around social media and other places. Todd, etc.
Tara.
Etc. Yeah, Tara's around.
Tara and her friend. I don't remember. What's her friend's
name? She likes Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
Tara's friend, wait.
Huge. Podcast listeners.
She was at, I don't remember, Trudy. Yeah. Luke Nowacki, Hall Financial. Congratulations, David, on your child, McKeon. Macklin. Congratulations, Mrs. Hall, Dr. Roche, my bookie, Lover's Lane. And, you know, we've had so many during the years this year, and makes a big difference. I don't think we could be here without them. And thanks to all of you for listening. We'll have some shows over the break. And we'll be back in the new year, hopefully for the rockin'est year ever from the Drew and Mike Show. And thank you guys.
Thanks, Drew.
See you.
Santa Butthead. Who cares if I've been naughty or nice this year? Christmas sucks. No matter what, I always get underwear and socks, and the same old boring cartoons come on year after year. I prefer Thanksgiving, where I can eat until I'm stuffed. Afterwards, I can burp and poop all I want. Brian.
Is he done? So, Brian, what did he say again?
He did say poop.
Really? Can burp and poop. Cool. Well, Brian, if you want poop for Christmas, Santa Butthead will be happy to come by and take a dump under your tree.
Yeah, poop.
It's poop.